Blog Talk Radio. Exposed.
Take the pose.
Come on, baby, mama's leave. know I got that work.
Thank you.
Prodigy and James Icon presents What's in the Name Part 2, Saturday, November 10th in New York City. Grand prize, $1,000 for Old Way. Make us believe you're back in the 80s. Grandpa's Number 2, open to all legendary runway for $1,000. Other cash categories include mini grand prize, open to all streetwear for $300, as well as open to all runway, the casting call for $500, sponsored by the Mocha Center. That's Saturday, November 10th, in New York City. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150. The location, The Light Box, 841 Barreto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information, contact Father James Icon or Father Rodney Prodigy via Facebook or visit the event page for more info. Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins for $1,000. As well as Legendary Femme Queen Performance, The Queen of the Throne for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd, at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatsworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include the Icon Jack Mizrahi, Icon Selvin Khan, Legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror. A collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, open to all foot and eye, designers from beyond the grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candyman.
They're back.
That's right. In a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall Mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon Mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagaween. And legendary Mother Sasha Garcon and the icon Mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagaween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagaween.
It's a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, you may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all get cheer to your ennui.
Let's have a kiki.
I want to have a kiki.
Lock the door
tight.
Let's have a kiki, motherfucker.
I'm going to let you have it.
Let's have a kiki.
I want to have a kiki.
Die, turn, work.
Let's have a kiki.
We're going to serve
and work
and turn
and hunt.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and queens. How are you all? Let's have a kiki. I'm Jason, Prince Jason, whichever you want to call me. How was everyone's day? We're going to start off with, let me bring the rest of the cast and the crew on. Naima, are you there? Okay, no Naima. J-Rock, are you there? Mark, are you there?
I'm here, brother.
And how are you? Tiffany, are you there?
I'm here.
Naima, are you there now?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Here now from where, sis?
No,
welcome,
you know what it was?
Welcome, welcome.
What's up?
Mother Bridge is under the weather. She's turning a date, so she may tune in, she may not, but we are here, and the show must go on. So, where do we want to start?
Wait a minute, can y'all hear me?
I think so.
Oh. I was on a important phone call. Actually, I know Jasmine don't like to really touch religious subjects. I wasn't on a religious a subject with my girlfriend, but it was so deep that I was like, bitch, I got to hang up. I said, I got to, call into the show. But she was actually talking about a lot of shit that's going on now that a lot of people aren't really paying attention to, that they really need to pay attention to, but they refuse to pay attention to.
Such as?
With the symbolism that's going on around in the world. A lot of mind control, she's saying basically in so many words that we are like in a computer and that there's other creatures, there's other entities that are actually controlling us that we aren't really paying attention to. And they're hitting us from...
Honey,
every...
is your girlfriend, first of all, is your girlfriend hot?
No, she's not. But why do you want to cut me off? And I'm trying to explain to you what it was we were talking about. Maybe if you hear my whole thought, maybe you wouldn't have a negative comment that you just gave me.
I don't have a negative comment.
But you just said, "Was she high?" All right. You know what? I could go
so
back
basically
to our conversation
Naima, let me
and
see
pay
if
this
I can,
because
let me basically...
I'm trying to explain it to you.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, Naima. Let me see if I can break it down. So basically, what you're trying to say is that we're living in the Matrix.
Something like the Matrix, but I was getting ready to go into it. Something else
ahead,
like when she was giving me examples, but I'm over it. Y'all can start the show, honey.
She wants to talk about the stuff that they got with Beyonce and Jay-Z.
No, I don't want to talk about this. See, that's just it. I don't want to, that's not what I'm trying to talk about.
So could you please elaborate to me how people are undermining? See, this is the thing that confuses me about so much religion. They have such a faith in God, and I have my own faith in God, so I'm not going to let anything that is taught or is talked about to steer me away from that. But everybody's got these all of the objectives about what's going on in the world and about, you know, the, I mean, not to say that you were saying it. I thought that you were, my bad. But, you know, whatever this thing is about the signs you can see, that's all fucking bullshit. We live in the world together. You know, we all work the same way. You say something I don't like just now, or I say something you don't like, you instantly either get over it or get mad or feel some type of way. This is the way the world works. There's nobody controlling a motherfucking thing here. I do what the fuck I want to do. I'm out in the street right now, looking to you walking home from work, right out in the public, while it's 18 other houses adjacent from me. I don't give a fuck. Ain't nothing controlling me but God.
Oh, Lord.
So, I mean, I'm not going to feel your comment. I'm sorry. I love you, Chris, but no. You can carry on.
Naima, finish your story. People in the chat room want you to finish. So please,
I'm done.
Finish. Naima.
Go ahead. I'm serious. I'm
oh
so
my
done.
God, Jesus.
But anyway,
Jesus,
how was your day today, Jason?
My day was, oh my God, I don't even know where to start with how crazy today has been for me. I was on the bus, and I do that sometimes. Mm-hmm. I was on the bus, and the lady that was sitting next to me, she just started talking to me, and I don't know, and it's like, for me, sometimes, because of how I live, I'm a spiritual person, I think sometimes people just come along, and I call them spirits or whatever, because you never see them again, and she just started talking to me, and she was like, you look sad, or something she said about, you're sad and you shouldn't be sad, and something that I said to you before about how I don't let people rent space in your head or whatever.
Right.
So she was like, you're sad and you seem like you're bothered by something. And I was like, just listening to her, and she said, whatever it is, it's really not worth you sitting here moping, because your spirit is not one. That your spirit is troubled, and it's just, you shouldn't have your spirit troubled or something or broken or whatever, she said. And she said, and whoever it is, they're not even worth it. So you just need to just let it go. And along the lines of what I usually tell people, don't let people rent space in your head. She was just like, you just need to knock them off or whatever. And I just said, thank you. And when she got up, I was just like, wow. I mean, because I was been going through something. Not going through something, but I just had something on my mind. And I was just like, why do I let people... that, and I don't use the word knots because I hate calling people knots, because I hate being referred to a knot, but I have a job, I'm in my own place. If you feel like you want to call me a knot, then you call me a knot. So I was just like, why do I let people that don't really mean anything to me do the most?
Mm-hmm.
Or say the most? And I was just like, you're right. And I just, like, now I'm at that place where it's just like, you know what, it's a pill out there for bitches like you. And it's called Fuck It All, and I'm about to swallow that pill and be like, fuck all y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not bringing anything good to my life, then I don't need you to be a part of my life. And I had to realize a long time ago, my mama said this. They talked about three people, the president, Jesus, and your mama. And if they put you in that category, then you must be doing something right. So as long as you're going to talk about me, just make sure you spell my name right. That's all I ask. Just spell my name right.
Well, speaking of swallowing.
Oh, J-Rock is here. Everybody say hi to J-Rock. Please speak up.
Hello.
Hey.
What the fuck is going on? I'm trying to get on the goddamn phone line and shit, and I'm hearing stuff about all kind of crazy shit. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with all these goddamn balls about to go down. Who want to see the fuck who? Who want to call a bitch out? Call in, let me know, because... right now, this Gulf Coast is burning up, and if you want to call a bitch out, call in and tell me why. Shit, I want to know.
Well, since we on, since you already took us there, J-Rock, I did want to talk about that, too. I touched on this a minute or two yesterday, but that yesterday's Cali show, and this is our show, so I really was going to go into a little more today. How do you all feel about all these balls?
What is that noise for?
I don't know.
Like,
but how do you all feel about all these balls being held? What the fuck? You know what? I can't.
Incoming transmission.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a caller. Five. 70677, you're on the air.
You know that.
Philly, Philly is where I am from.
You heard
what's
me?
Going
I got
570
number
going?
Now. You heard me, sis?
No, baby, I'm talking about when they say that 302 number.
Okay, well,
what's
up? Because they're listening, so I'm on you. In case some ugly bitches listening.
Okay, hello.
Top bitches listening, you know, they understand it.
Yeah. Just listening to y'all drop top bodies.
Yeah. Gianna,
what the fuck is this?
Are you a drop top bottom? What is a drop top bottom?
Right.
Where are you calling from?
Hell. First of all, can y'all hear me?
Okay, 917-693. Yeah, we can hear you, Tiffany. 917-693.
Hey.
Hello.
This is Keisha. How's it going, everybody?
Hey, Keisha. How are you?
I'm all right.
You sound a little down. What's up?
Well, who's laughing at me? I don't find that funny.
Who?
Well, honey, if you tell us, listen.
Who's that laughing at me?
Keisha, I don't know. So what's wrong?
You know what I hate about gay people, and I hate to say gay people.
Ooh.
What really bothers me is, you know, you try to look out, you know, people ask, people having a hard time, they ask to borrow money from you, and you being the good Samaritan, you lend them the money, providing that they get the money back.
Hello?
And then when you ask for the money back,
hello?
It's a whole bunch of bullshit, you know. Now, back in the day...
Hello?
There was no talking. It was just straight up, you know, the case may be. But now, you know, you get a little older, and you know how the system is. It's not even worth it. But it just despises me how people can ask to borrow but don't want to pay back, but to be that same nasty, dusty, nasty, infested so-and-so at the club, at the bar, going to the movies, going out to eat. And you said, you know, this is why you can't even help your own people. Because it's like, how dare you? And it eats me up. And I'm like, you try to help, you try to support, but you still get fucked over.
Mm. Keisha, we have all been there. I know I've been there. And the only thing I can tell you is that one of the things that used to burn me up is that you've lent money to someone. And you go out to the mall with the same person, and they shopping down. And you know that they owe you money, and they know that they owe you money. But I don't. But I'm the type of person like this, bitch. I didn't call you up and say, do you need $250? I got an extra $250 just laying around. Do you need $250? Come get this $250. No, bitch. You called me and asked for this money. So the same way you called me and asked for this money, you should be calling me saying, oh, I got your $250. But instead, you at the motherfucking mall, you at the ball, you doing everything else but paying my money. And then when I get to the point that I'm over it and I'm over you, I'm the bad guy.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And I just cannot believe people still do that bullshit. I can't even comprehend it.
Well, I was always told you never lend nothing you don't expect not to get back. You know, like, never lend something that you...
You know what? And I keep saying I'm not going to do it, and this is why I keep my guard up. But do you think that someone that you cool and the person's having a hardship time, you know, it's like, I've always, mama's always saying, when you do good to others, it always comes back. The man upstairs always watches. When you do good to others, it will always come back to you. And I believe in that theory. And I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt. Not everybody, but at least you try. You know, you go through a cycle. You know, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to give someone the benefit of the doubt. But no matter what, it's always somebody is always trying to fuck you over. Just because.
Yes, can I please get 2 Dorito tacos, please? Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Can y'all hear me now?
And where is
yeah, mother?
Mother, we need you.
Oh, yeah.
Last season was all about Roe. This season is for the...
And where is
no.
the body?
Tell it to me.
Move over, mother.
Give it to me.
Cause I'm going faster.
My ass is my ass. And my thighs support my head. Remember, bridge is in the building.
That's right. I just can't help it.
Let's go.
My fault. I was born.
Where? The body.
Hello, the show. You know, I love you all, but it's giving me what in your butt. It's giving me what in your butt, what in your butt.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Tiffany, J Rock, Mark, Jason, Naima, Devin.
Hey.
Hi, London. How are you?
I don't like the aura. I don't like it. Just because, you know, just because Kia is the bigger man in the situation does not mean she was the bigger man in the situation.
That's so...
I was listening to Naima, if you guys don't mind. You know, were you talking about Illuminati?
No, I wasn't talking about the Illuminati. Like, I had a whole focal point of something I was trying to share, a conversation I was having with a girlfriend of mine. But it's just like, you know, I know they say you're not supposed to let people, you know, drain your energy or whatever, just take you there. It's just like, I just got over it. Because I'm like, listen, you know, all the time people just don't have to be negative. You know, hear somebody out first before they... Huh?
I just saw a squirrel. I just saw a squirrel get hit by a car. Life is too short.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. That's why I paid. That's why I got over it. I was just like, all right, you know, I was, you know, whatever, child. It's like some things is just like... I'm not even gonna go back and forth. And if I see that somebody is just gonna like cut me off, and I'm not being shady, I'm only being real. But if I see somebody's gonna cut me off, you know, and I'm just trying to explain, it's just a simple conversation. It's not that I'm trying to direct everybody into, you know, let's talk about this topic. It's just I was just, you know, the question was asked, you know, how I was, and I was like, the reason why I was so late is because I was on a phone call with my girlfriend, and we were talking about X, Y, and Z. It doesn't mean that that's what I wanted to talk about. And it was, and I felt
so
like, you
Naima,
know.
All that time, you could have been explaining, you know, what you were talking about with your girlfriend.
Yeah, but, girl, I'm over it.
It's
I'll talk
right.
about,
maybe,
you know,
you
what,
know,
I'll wait until tomorrow, and I'll bring a little bit of it up on Jasmine's State Emergency Show, where they're more serious on there. All right,
oh, shit, so we're pulling cards now.
Right.
Wait, so you just threw an ace of spades, bitch. No, but the new slogan, you know, when a bitch calls in and she's just like, you know, just listening, just give her the very nice to meet you. That's it.
So nice to meet you.
Do we have any callers? I'm not going to just, you know, come and just take over. It's all of our show, so, you know, let's go.
Well, Switchboard hasn't sent me any callers. I was trying to, me and J-Rock were trying to talk about the balls. But, okay, we do have a caller. 347-413.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey, London. Naima?
Yes.
Hey, what I want to say to you is don't ever let anyone deter you from saying what you need to say. If it was something that you had to say, you should have just came out with it. You know,
right.
Despite, because guess what? Everyone has an opinion, you know? So, I mean, you may not like that person's opinion or whatever, but if you have something to say, you should state it. You should state your purpose or whatever. So that's what I wanted to say to you. And Keisha, are you still there?
Right, Keisha. Keisha, I got some trade. You want to get your money?
Ooh. We'll call her. She's not answering, so you can go ahead and say what you were going to say to Keisha. I'm sure she can hear you.
Okay. Well, Keisha, you know, you have to understand, when you give someone money or whatever, sometimes your intentions, you should never look for it back. And that's how I do it. You know, if I'm going to give someone, whether it's a loan or whatever, they can tell me that they'll give it back to me tomorrow or Friday or whenever, but I'm not going to expect it back. You know, so that way, you won't be expecting anything back. You'll be like, okay, well, I gave it to them. I'm not looking for it back. But if they do give it back to you, you know, that's fine, especially friends. You don't ever want to mess up a relationship, especially if you've known someone for, like, 10 years or 5 years. I'm not sure you know what it is or whatever the dynamics of the relationship is with you guys or whatever. But, you know, you should never expect anything back, and you shouldn't let that get you down to the point where you're depressed or you just over it. Because you loaned them money or whatever. I mean, they'll be all right in the morning.
Right, especially don't expect to get money back from a broke bitch. If you loan a broke bitch money, don't expect it back.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Thank you, caller. Then we have another caller, 302-339. 302-339.
Just listening.
Thanks for listening.
Honey, I think we're going to sleep. If can't nobody hear me and I can't talk.
We can hear
Hello,
you, Tiffany.
We can hear you. Oh, I thought I was on mute, honey. I'm frightened of hangover shit now. Come on.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
Well, let me tell y'all really quick about me, honey. I thought I was going to be off today, so I went out with my friends. And we went to this restaurant, which everybody knows I like to eat. And we went to this restaurant, and they had happy hour. And I had just, like, chugged down four, what was I ordering, Jason and Mark? Y'all was on the phone with me. Shit, it was some margaritas or something, like strawberry margaritas. And baby, when I left there, my mother was feeling nice, nice, nice.
That's not good for your recovery.
I didn't say
it's not
drugs.
Good for your
esophagus.
You can't drink too much for your esophagus.
Well, they were little. It was during happy hour. So, really, they were some small little glasses, looked like. It really was a setup, I think, because their one glass, I had to order two to make one damn drink, honey. They were setting it up. That was a whole kiki setup. So, yeah, I just had four, so that really was probably only two. And then I came, and, I mean, I had some good food, and then I had to lay down, and I had to just beg Mark to call me to wake me up because I was so hungover, and it just looked not pretty, honey. But still in rehab, no drug activity, so, you know, that's the good part.
Well, speaking of swallowing, I'm trying to figure out why is everybody so big on swallowing penises the size of peroxide bottles.
What?
Now, hey, that's not good for your esophagus. Now, that definitely is not good for your esophagus.
That's
Walker,
like a homemade dental job. It can make you look like you've sucked your thumb all your life.
that's called...
Incoming transmission.
Incoming call.
434-326.
Hello.
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 How y'all doing tonight?
Lovely.
You doing fine.
That's good. I actually wanted to say something to Naima. Naima, me and my close circle of friends had that conversation also. A lot of people don't understand it. They think it's just a movie script pretty much. Once you read into a lot of stuff, your mind opens up. You should have really finished the statement, and you still have time. I know you said you're going to touch on it tomorrow. But being that you had this conversation today, I think that it might be the time and place for you to actually let it out.
Well, okay.
God damn it. Let's go ahead and let this out.
I mean, I agree, you know, but I was trying to be respectful, whatever, let everybody get, you know, what they was going to get out. I think I probably will bring it back up, what it was, because, you know, it was, me and her, we always have conversations like this a lot, and she's actually helped me out with a lot of my views and a lot of things I see differently, you know, where I was really closed-minded when it came to certain topics or when it came to religion, when it just came to a lot of things and I was treating a lot of people wrongly. She's opened my eyes up and showed me, like, girl, listen, this is the bigger picture. So, yeah, I probably will bring it back up a little later on tonight. I will say that much.
Okay, right. I'm being told we have a lot of callers, so we're going to get to these callers. 267.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you, caller. 267-902, 267-902.
Hello, everybody. London, Jason, Tiffany, Mark, J-Rock, Naima.
Hello, loyal A-list member.
No. I haven't been listening in because I moved. I have a new house. This is Nicole.
Hello, Nicole. Congratulations on your...
Thank
place.
You, London. Thank you, baby. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Nicole. How are you?
Girl,
I asked
you
about you last
Jason,
week.
Nicole.
Hey, Tiff. What's up?
Nothing, honey. I think you and Jason will make a perfect match, honey.
Okay,
call
next caller, 302-339.
Oh,
sexy like you. Oh,
don't do that.
Boy. Yes, uh-huh. I think that's something brewing right there. That's a love connection.
Tiff, you filling your margaritas?
No, girl, I'm serious, girl. You be like,
stop
hey,
it.
Jason. Like, hey, Mr. Ogilvy.
Y'all is crazy. What's the tea? Hey,
but
what's
they,
going
they,
on?
Weren't you the one who said you like Caesar, right?
Who likes Caesar?
Wait,
Jason.
I have some Caesar salad over here. You want some? I have some.
Oh my God!
No, I don't want no Caesar salad.
Live,
I want to give a shout out to
Miko. I want to give a shout out to Miko. Why am I key? What's the tea?
I want to give a shout out to Mr. Man because that was who called in. My husband from the chat room. Thank you,
girl. You're one of your many husbands.
Calm down. That's my faithful husband.
Well, I'm glad that he was able to call in and calm you down, although
he
thinks that some of us
incoming
transmission.
All right,
Nicole, we're going to put you back
yeah,
on hold.
Yeah,
all right,
now.
See y'all, babe.
Bye.
Enjoy your new home. Next caller
nice
is...
Nice to meet you, Nicole. Nice to meet you. Who's the next incoming transmission?
Switchboard.
Hello?
302-339 again. 302-339.
I just want to give a shout out to my drunk fat ass sister T Flash, soaking wet, always from the 215. Thank you.
Oh no.
Who?
I guess she was giving a shout out to drunk ass Tiffany.
What she said?
I don't know. Well, thanks for reaching out.
Wait, was those welfare recipients that called in those two ladies?
Was that Shanae and Kilo Low? Okay, 513-460.
What's up, y'all? I just got to say a couple of things to that last caller, pal, because nobody wanted to hear that. And to Naima, you should have played Switchboard and blocked that bitch because I wanted to hear what you had to say. And then to Keisha, You know what I mean? Like, you should write it on Facebook on your status and pay it because, you know, you blessed to even be able to do that. And they'll get it 10 times full. You know what I mean? So, but no, nah, Naima, I really want to hear what you got to say, though. For real.
Okay, handsome.
Hopefully she'll build the courage to say it, you know.
I swear, for God, this is going to change my motherfucking life, I swear.
Okay, Naima, switchboard is saying the floor is yours, so please take it.
All right, so that's what I was saying in the beginning of the show. I was on a phone call with my girlfriend. Well, she's really like my sister. And we always have these conversations all the time. You know, it don't just be like religion-based. It just be like, you know, what's really going on in the world? You know, what's really happening? You know, what is the bigger picture? You know, what if we were really living how the movies is really showing us what's really going on? What if the movies was really telling us the truth, but we refused to see it because it was we were dumbed down to believe that anything that comes out of Hollywood isn't real? So we have conversations like that, you know, periodically from time to time, whatever like that. She sends me different links inside my inbox or whatever, and I you know, watch different movies and different things, you know, that she sends me. So anyway, one of the things that we, you know, couple of things that we were talking about this evening was how we are like computers. How we are actually living inside of a computer. Like, there are like other entities, there's other things that's actually controlling us. How, you know, what if you wake up one day, or what if you find out that everything that you used to believe in, or things that you were conditioned as a child to believe in, or, you know, because they had to get you trained from a child. Because if you ever notice that children, when they're young, if you don't teach them anything, they're open to anything. That's how you have some children be like, oh, I'm playing with my make-believe friend, and, you know, I'm playing, you know, this is my little buddy or whatever like that, or, you know, this is my friend. They're sitting right here. They're eating with me and everything. And then your parents will tell you, oh, the child is crazy, or something's wrong with my child. They want to take them to a priest to get them exercised. They think something is wrong or whatever the case may be. When in fact, that because the child hasn't been conditioned to the way the world is supposed to, quote, unquote, work, or the way the world is supposed to run, or what they should believe in, what they should not believe in, what is right, what is wrong, they actually see things that we were dumbed down not to see. They actually experience things that we were, our minds were erased when we were young to actually see that's really there. That's why, you know, some people say that we're actually out of touch with the planet, we're actually out of touch with what's reality and what's really real. So my girlfriend was saying to me that, bitch, for years, the government has been hitting us in every which way they can, you know, from things that they put in the water to get you to acting kind of crazy, or doing certain shit to the animals and the food and everything that you're eating, you know, and why you got to pay so much more money for whole foods or foods that's supposed to be naturally from the earth and everything. But it still goes through a process that they don't tell you in order to get to the store where you're buying it at. And she is just like, it's just so much fierce shit that's going on that they're hitting you, and they're not really trying to get you to understand what's really happening to you, to really focus on what's really happening. So what do? They give you religion, or they give you certain things to believe in, to abide by, to go by. And when you get into, and when you go outside the box and start thinking for yourself and start questioning what you've been believing in, or start questioning, you know, the foods that you eat or things that you were taught in life, and you want to venture out and go other places, whatever, the people, the entities or whatever like that, they're supposed to be operating you or what have you, they tend to have an issue with it. They have a problem with it, and they want to put stuff in there. You know, it's almost like the Matrix where the guy who was supposed to be saving everybody, whatever, when he kept seeing that black cat walk past him so many times, he was like, wait a minute, that's like the third time that cat then walked past me. What the fuck is going on? And that's when he noticed something was wrong. He was like, wait a minute, I'm in an alternate reality. I'm in an alternate universe. And, you know, it was just, it's really deep. I want to get her on the phone, but I know this is the night where we carry and we cut up and everything like that. So, like, I didn't want to, like, this to be the whole focal point. But I just wanted to kind of share with y'all that. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I believe it. I believe that the government, they have their own little circle, and, like, we're just a test subject, you know. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
you know, my thing is, this is my view on it, and then, you know, I'm going to just, you know, leave it alone or whatever after this. My view is this, okay? When I noticed that, you know, people are born with abilities. We all are born with some type of abilities. I believe that in this planet or this world or this sphere, whatever you want to call it, that we live in, I believe that we are capable of doing anything. We were taught to believe and we were taught that we can't do anything without an outside source of help or without an outside something to help us. I believe that we are actually born with anything and everything capable of doing anything that we want to do because we're in a planet that's suspended in the atmosphere as far as we know it. So when you take yourself out the box of what you've been taught and what you've been told to to believe or what you've been conditioned to seeing on TV or certain things that you look at or ahead, because there's examples I can give. When you take yourself out of that and you start to look at the world and you start to look at people and you start to look at everything around you in a different eye, you take the rose-colored glasses off and you start to look at things not as serious as people were trying to make it, you then become free. Your life doesn't become as stressful. It's like you don't fear certain shit. And a lot of shit that I used to fear, a lot of things used to scare me and stuff like that, it just doesn't bother me anymore. I'm not saying I have a carefree life, but things just doesn't bother me anymore. Where I was scared to believe in something else, or if I was scared to go to certain places or do certain things, it just doesn't bother me anymore. I just feel like there's something bigger here that somebody's hiding me from seeing. I feel like something was wiped from me when I was young, or something's going on that got me out of connection with this planet and with the earth. That's all, but I'm not trying to make this your focal point.
Right, but thank you so much, Naima, for opening up.
Woo! I'm going to need you to bring that back up tomorrow night.
No, why the girls got quiet like they thought I was going to give nice to meet you, Naima? No, but I completely agree, about the government and they're just food, you know. Yeah.
But I'll bring my girlfriend on tomorrow with Jasmine, and that way she can really
Tiffany, you have any suggestions?
I don't have any suggestions, honey. I don't know. I feel like I don't get into all the matrix stuff because this is my thing. Yeah, I think the government probably do things that we don't know about, and, you know, they only, you know, try to make us believe certain things. But all that extra stuff, like, I'm to the point where I don't even really care if we live in a matrix because the point is we're born, we live, we damn die. Okay. And whatever happens in the life that we live in right now, I mean, do we really care if it's somebody else out there? Like, live your life to the most that's right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't care if I'm... You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't focus my life, like, on what's maybe going... You know, I can only live my life in... Honey, have me another cocktail, honey. I don't know. That's about all.
I think Naima was trying to say that we're being used and, like, we're being, you know, secretly used by the government.
Oh, like aliens using us, like kind of how they see in movies, like with their test subjects. Like, that's
right. She's trying to say the movies is real. They're just trying to tell us, you know, what's really going on.
Oh.
I'm going to put 3D videos inside the ballroom group. Jasmine's group, and then y'all can take your opinions from there.
But see, my thing with that is, my own issue with that is, if we're being used, like, by the government, but how do we still have free will to get up every day and do what we want to do?
Because,
like,
it's all part of a program.
Oh, my.
It's a lot deeper than that, but I'm not trying to take Tuesdays into that because I would have to get her on the phone to explain more to you. That's why I said if Jasmine chooses to, you know, whatever she gives, you know, tomorrow with her, what's the name, State of Mercy, whatever like that, then I may bring her on. But, you know, it's a lot deeper than what I'm explaining it to you.
So that is why LA Omi can do those deadly dead drops like that off the top of speakers because she can do anything, I believe it.
That's
right, Leomi's probably an alien. We never know. Like, I can be an alien.
Yeah.
And the last name kind of do sound like alien, like a program. Like, I'm serious. Like, maybe it is. Oh my freaking God. This is, like, I can't deal with you, Naima, right now with this,
because
I'm too...
No, fucking all of it. See, Naima, you done fucked my motherfucking head and shit, because I be thinking about shit like this, and now I'm sitting up here thinking, bitch, well, who the fuck is this looking in my car? Or who... See, I can't with you tonight. Now I'm going to be fucking having nightmares and shit of vampires trying to bite me and all this kind of bullshit. That's all I'm supposed to
do. There
ain't nobody biting your tight leather pants wearing ass with them cowboy boots. Just throw that boot at them and they'll leave you the hell alone.
Well, yeah, you have a cowboy versus aliens. Cowboy versus aliens.
Naima, you got my head fucked up now. Okay.
No, all I'm saying is, I'm not trying, let me tell you something, let me say this, okay? I'm not trying to deter anybody from whatever you perceive your life, or life to be. I'm not trying to deter anybody from anything. I'm not saying go out and go be an atheist tomorrow.
Right.
I'm not saying none of that. All I'm saying is that there is a bigger picture here than what you have been conditioned to believe. And I'm not, when I say belief, I'm not just talking
right.
about just religion. I'm talking about,
and you know,
your whole life that you've been going through all the way up until this point. There is a bigger picture here than what you've been taught. There's a bigger picture here than what you've been led to believe. There's a bigger picture
right.
here.
That's right, and to make it, you know, what makes a show is when two different people have two different, you know, opinions, and Mark has a different opinion. You know, people might agree with you, Naima, but also people might agree with Mark. So, Mark, what is your view on the situation?
I don't have a view on the situation.
No, why don't you believe, like?
It's fucking bullshit. It's all bullshit. Everybody lives the way they want to live. Everybody believes what they want to believe. She believes she's being controlled by machines. I believe I don't give a fuck. I live my own life. There is no one in the world but my boy, God, and my parents that have ever been able to tell me anything what to do aside from a cop. So I really can't.
Mark, people are asking you to speak up. They can barely hear you, so they want you to speak up a little.
I don't give a flying fuck. Nobody can tell anything to do. I don't think this is a capable, even a rational conversation. I think that is fucking bullshit. I do not believe in that. Nobody is controlling a motherfucking thing. The government can have it because they're putting change in my pocket. You want to take over my mind? Bitch, pay me. Okay?
Why you cuss so much,
man? That anybody says about the Illuminati and all of these signs and anything like that, I think it's just a way of poor people to touch on the subject because they're mad because rich people are perspiring, period.
Right, and Mark, you know, the government does control a lot of things. They control the trade that comes in your neighborhood that you meet up
and
with.
You know what? That's fine. Like I said, I tell the government to pay me, and that's just what they do. Baby, you want to take over my mind? It's going to cost you a price.
You're a very angry black man, like angry black
man. I don't like bullshit, and that's why I don't sit and talk to a lot of people. I don't like talking about bullshit and things that don't make sense to me. I don't touch on it. If it doesn't make
sense,
I'll
look at it. She's talking about movies, so Mark, you don't like movies.
Okay. I'm not talking about the emo people. I'm talking about period. I don't talk nonsense with people. I just don't. If it's not rational to me, I don't think it's the point.
Well, that is kind of being very one-sided, Mark. Like, just because something doesn't make sense to you, that's why you have to debate. If you take debate,
yeah, it's a
topic. I mean, you know, that's
a
Listen to what I'm saying. I am not taking anything away from Naima because of her beliefs. My beliefs are my beliefs. Just the way I said to her that I think it's bullshit, that's my belief. If Naima has taken the time to listen to whatever the person is telling her and she would like to look deeper into it, I think that that's fine. But if you're asking me, I think it's bullshit, and I think it's just a way for people who don't have nothing else going on with their everyday life to find something else better to do. Period.
So, so Mark, if someone came in the hospital and said, you know, they had a big gash on their neck and said that, you know, someone was hunting their house and they woke up in the middle of the night and, like, a ghost just sliced them, what would you do? You would curse them out?
No, I wouldn't curse them out. Pull up that motherfucking one-to-one watch like I would normally do. And, sweetie, you need to be in monitored, honey. And I would be saying the same thing about people who believe the shit, honey. Y'all need to be monitored and controlled because y'all are dangerous to the world. Girl, honey, I believe in God, don't you? Oh, okay.
Right.
I don't think that another human being can do to me that God will allow me to go through it. Period. I don't believe in God for one reason. I believe in God for so many different reasons. And if I believe in God, there's no sense in me, in my personal opinion, believing in any aliens, cowboys, or anything else that's going to come to haunt or taunt me. It's like I said.
Hold up.
Normally in the real world, when you get stuff done to you, projects, and people want to do things with testing for your mind, and you go to a college and they want to do some tests, some acne tests, or whatever they want to, don't they pay you?
Right, Mark, but you're right. And to end this out, you know, to end this out, I just want to say this world is a crazy world. You have to have a big mind. You have to have an open mind in this world because, you know, something could happen and you could just be unaware, and I wouldn't want you to be unaware.
Can I jump in here for a minute? I think that what Naima was trying to say, that from what I'm just sitting back listening, I believe in the laws of attraction. And if you are, and I don't know if you all understand what I mean by that, but I believe in the laws of attraction. What you put out into the universe is what you're going to get back from the universe. So if you put nothing but negativity and ignorance into the universe, that's all you're going to ever get back from the universe. And once you break that cycle, when you open your mind, I understand where Naima was coming from with when you're a little child. When you're a little child, you're not taught anything. So your mind is open. The first thing that they teach you as a child is, in order to get you to be good, they tell you that they're Santa Claus and that this man is watching you, and he's watching you when you're good and he's watching you when you're bad. As an adult, they tell you it's Satan, and if you don't do what you're going, if you don't do good as an adult, you end up going to hell. So when you're a child, it's Santa Claus. When you get to be 12 years old, it's Satan. I do believe that there's a negative force. I do believe that there's a place that you go to when you do nothing in life but do wrong. I personally do believe that. I believe in karma, and I believe that we're living in the last and trying days, and karma comes back to get people much faster than it used to. And if it doesn't get you, it gets somebody that's close to you. So everything that you put out, be it good or be it bad, it's going to come back to you. I don't believe that there's somebody controlling me, because there's nobody telling me to get naked and sleep with that man. That's me doing that. It's nobody telling me to go to that store and pick up something that doesn't belong to me and put it in my pocket and walk out. That's me doing that. Nobody's controlling me. Nobody can control you but you. I do believe that there are forces in the universe that work for the good, for the greater good, or for the bad. And how you deal with them and how you interact with them is on you. I do believe that we all have a positive and a negative energy, and that's why I don't allow certain people in my space, and I don't go into certain situations. When I feel uncomfortable going into a situation, then I know that that's not someplace I want to go. Those are the things that I believe in. Those are my beliefs. Be it good or be it bad. So I understand where you're coming from, Naima, and I see where Mark is coming from. But what the two of you need to do or not need to do is there needs to be a middle ground where you can both say, I agree to just disagree.
I mean, well, yeah, I'm at that because, I mean, before when this was brought up, you know, Mark was very, you know, he was one-sided about it. He was like, this is what I believe, that's that. And I said, all right, fine. And, you know, it was very, okay, you believe what you believe, and I believe what I believe, you know, and that's that. But, like, I just, you know, like I was saying in the piggyback on, you know, you got to really get into stuff. Like prime example, let me give you a prime example of powers that we all were born with, but we were told that we don't have. when you get into the mind, when you you will hear a lot of different people say, "Oh, the mind is a terrible thing to waste." And you'll see commercials also dealing with drugs, like they say, "This is your brain, and this is your brain on drugs." And they crack the egg, and then the egg will cook, and, you know, shit like that, or whatever case may be. And you'll see these different people out here trying to put out messages to the human race, and don't waste your mind, you know. Don't just be a nobody, and don't, you know, read a book. You know, let's read books, you know, challenge your mind. The mind is the most powerful thing in the human body. The mind can do many things. The mind can do things that you were taught to believe that it cannot do. They say that the mind can heal the body. Also, people who deal with their mind also do a lot of things called telekinesis, meaning moving things with your mind, even though you really can't believe it, but you're actually focusing on an object and you're moving it. That's why you see these different movies like the movie Push. Or, like, you'll see shows like Heroes. You'll see all these different things that's coming up where these people are doing what they're using things of their mind. And you'll have people like me sitting there watching these different shows or these different movies like, damn, I wish I could do something like that. Maybe you really can. But because
Naima,
you haven't.
Hold on, Naima, hold on. I don't
but wait a minute, let me finish.
I'm not going to be rude, but if you really get into it, these type of movies have been around since the 70s and 60s.
And here you go with this.
It has. Carrie came out in 1978.
I hear that, but I'm trying to make a point here.
Whose phone is that with all of that feedback?
Oh, that probably was me, honey. I was looking at this clip, and I even don't put in this group about this, like the Matrix thing. Okay, go ahead. You don't hear it no more?
No,
this branded thing, okay.
People like myself would sit there, and I would be like, damn, I wish I could do something like that. Well, how do you know that you really cannot do it? You know, you may have been told, oh, you know, these are people with special gifts or whatever the case may be. Oh, you'll never be able to do that. People, we got to realize that our words and songs, or depending on how you use your words, can be spells. They can be incantations. You know, like say, for instance, like prime example, this one gospel song. At the end of the song, the woman says, my life is not mine. To you I belong. I give myself to you. When I hear certain now, let me say this first, okay? I'm not knocking God, not knocking a religion or whatever the case may be. But when I hear certain songs like that, certain songs now, because I'm more open to a lot of shit that's going on, and I really get into a lot of symbolism, and I get into a lot of things that's really going on. When I hear certain songs like that, giving myself, or I give you myself, I don't have no power, I don't have this, and I this and that and the other. These are incantations. These are spells. These are things that you're actually repeating, and you're actually asking for something to come into you. If you get into the Catholics, you get into how they perform a lot of exorcisms, and they perform, and you see all these movies with exorcisms and all this shit that's happening. What is happening to these people first before they get possessed? They are heavily spiritual, and they are giving themselves to an entity that they cannot see, that they are heavily believing in. So in order for you to get possessed, you have to give yourself to something. I'm not about to give myself to something. I can't even see it in front of me. I don't know what the fuck is going on. It's no shade.
Do we have any callers, switchboard?
Absolutely right. And do we have any callers? But before we go there, you don't have to necessarily be a witch or like a voodoo priest to wish bad. You just have to, you know, you can wish bad on someone, say, you know, I don't want that bitch to get the job. You know, you can just wish bad on someone and it can happen.
Mr. Mann is right. The government will take you from your family if you have a gift. And that's a fact. If you are a threat to them, if you realize that that you have a gift or a certain thing for yourself, and that you basically you can fuck shit up. Oh yeah, baby. Either you come work for them, or bitch, you disappearing.
That's why you gotta watch what you say, Naima.
You do. Do we have any callers? Because we're going into the shade in the ballroom chat that we could not, you know.
No, no callers right now, mother. So we move into the next topic.
No callers. Do you guys want to just do that? You know, some of the callers call in just to hear our feedback as a whole. You know, our Kiki do that.
So as I was trying to say earlier, how do you all feel? Because this is how I feel. I think that it's just too many balls It's just too disrespectful. People are greedy. They just want, people are just being too greedy with all these balls on the same day, the day after each other. And it's just a mess. I mean, then you got people saying, after this ball, we need to take a timeout. Well, why the fuck didn't you take a timeout before that ball? Why didn't you? I mean, it was a ball every other weekend for this whole summer, except maybe for 2 weeks. And now you have all these other, these new balls coming up back to back. You got up, you have now you have of the year balls again. I mean, goddamn, how many of the year balls are we supposed to have in 1 year?
Right. No, we went from one that topic to this topic because, you know, we save topics like that for Wednesday, you know, so people can really get stuff off their chest. We have different, some of us, we have different viewers that like different things. But we hope to keep you entertained. Right? Yeah, but did you guys see the clip with Arvernian and Storm?
No, I didn't see that clip. About the shitty kitty?
Yeah, they were actually arguing. She read him.
About the blue smelling girl?
Oh, wait, I'm going to post it in the little room. And Sanaya did. She has her real red bottoms. She showed them. Ballroom throwback. Shout out. She showed them. She has her red bottoms. Bitches can't see.
Right.
No, but why are we? Do you guys want to talk about Naima's topic? Because we got Jirai.
Well, I thought somebody was going to comment on the fact that you got the Valentino and the Unity Ball going on the same time. You got Jasmine and Jay Ball going on. I mean, what the fuck?
Jasmine and who?
Yeah, you're right. But did you guys read Jay Ball's categories? I really can't understand. I can comprehend.
That is complete, utter shade. Because Jasmine has been talking about Gagaween since like May, end of April. We all knew what was going on. The whole ballroom community knew what was going on. Everybody is anticipating Washington, D.C. on the 27th. She didn't put out the flyers. They are sickening. Bitch, I'm making plans, and then all of a sudden I see Metamorphosis. What the fuck is that? Out of all the
right,
people that have
the ball at?
In Buffalo, New York.
Western New York Awards. I can't. I didn't even know there was a Western New York.
Some Queen Realness gives you, brings your girlfriend's insides of her apartment, gets a gut. I don't get it.
Now that's the tea. Now that's some fucking tea. Out of all the fucking Saturdays and Fridays in the fucking year, you want to try to have it on Gagaween night. Well, guess what?
But, we're talking about it. Do you honestly think anybody's going to go to that much as everybody wants to go to Gagaween? Like, it's really just redundant, like, stupid to even advertise, like, same thing about it on here because nobody's going to go to that. Like, in Buffalo,
it's that power struggle. You see how Arvernian tried to take over Storm's ball. Storm been talking about the ball, and here come Arvernian talking about I want to give it with my nephew, Michi. No. Where did you
come
from?
You're not
going
to take over Gagaween because the key is half of the kids are going to be in Atlanta because you got pageant kids for the fucking universe pageant, and then you're going to have everybody else in D.C. And I thank you because that's where I will be.
Before
we ain't even talked about going to no
show. Go ahead, Naima.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tiffany.
No, I just was trying to say that even before I even got on the show and really like knew who a Jasmine was, I always heard about her ball. So it's like, who really is gonna miss a Jasmine ball to go to a damn Buffalo, New York? I mean, you was even wrong for trying to even set yourself up for that. Like, girl, you're not gonna make no money off your door to pay your cash prices, girl. Nobody's gonna be there. You're not gonna make the money to pay the people, and then they're gonna just, girl, they're gonna bash you unmercifully.
Right. Let's not talk about sponsors until Sunday is
But you know what, y'all? I'm not, like I said, I'm not trying to, like, normally when you're like, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to no one or anything like that, but I'm like, come on. Like, it just came out of nowhere. Like, you didn't, nobody said nothing about this. Like, my thing is, some things are just out there in the fucking open. It's not even tea. It's just like, that's like saying fuck you to me. Because I'm like, we all knew this. So, I mean, like, really? And then they want to put it in the head. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, what's going on? Just like they did with the state of emergency show. They wanted to make another show. Talk. We need to talk about our talk show, talking about the issues and the gay community and the ball world. Bitch, we already got a show like that. Oh, I didn't know. You knew because you listened to it. You all listened to it. You know you listened.
Right.
Even though they don't want to admit they listen to this show, they listen to these shows.
So then somebody go for what somebody told my UJ Rock. How you know that? Did you listen to the show?
Oh, you are not no celebrity, girl.
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? I had to put that out there.
Yeah, no, but only reason why they know you, like, saying how you J-Rock from your video clip with the leather pants and the stale popcorn. Girl, like,
oh,
and,
my God.
But guess what, though? That is everything.
Well,
so that should let you know that there are cowboys, Mark. Cowboys do exist. I don't know about aliens, but cowboys exist. I'm one of them.
They recognize the walk, J-Rock. They recognize the walk.
That's fine. They're going to recognize something else when I pull out this new category.
And what's the name of that category?
It's a secret. I'm
Mexican
pulling the cat
boots,
out the bag.
Mexican boots and tight leather pants.
Clean up in S&M.
Leather.
And I'm not even like that.
With my whip.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yes, and I would beat you with the whip, too. I'd walk you out there with the whip.
Oh, happy days. So moving on, back at the ranch.
I lick him like a dog.
Okay,
honey.
Woo!
Oh, wait a minute, I forgot. I wanted to know, honey. You can't talk like that, Miss Naima.
Oh, Lord.
Naima, did
that's
you lick
a lot
it
going
like
on.
That's a
oh
fucking lady.
Can I tell you something?
So Naima, there's no wetting in your button, right?
You said, what did you say to me like this?
Okay,
incoming
transmission. This is what I've been waiting for. 347.
I just threw up in my motherfucking mouth.
Oh.
Okay.
Why?
Miss Segmis Naima. Okay. Girls, y'all girls, listen. Let me tell y'all something, Miss Seg. Right? Okay. The same way all of y'all that's on this phone line and the same way everybody that listens to the show on Monday night live for the show on Monday night, I live for my dose of Tuesday nights, okay? I am sitting here in this motherfucking house, Miss Day, and I am trying my hardest not to go to Vogue Tuesday, but y'all motherfucking bitches is pushing me out the motherfucking door. Pick it the fuck up and give me my motherfucking Tuesday night.
Well, it wasn't
yeah.
me.
I'm trying to stay in the motherfucking house. I'm washing clothes, trying to stay in the house, but y'all making me want to go to Vogue Tuesday. Can y'all pick this the fuck up?
So, Kelly, what can we talk about to make it hot? Because I want to make it hot.
Right.
I don't know, honey.
I'm not cooking tacos. It is something on my mind because it's and somebody brought this to me in my box earlier, and they felt some kind of way, and they said it to my brought it to my attention, and they basically said, "Do you think that TJ was trying mother when he kept saying every time he tried to talk to you, you kept directing him to somewhere else?" And I was like, "Well, you know what? I really didn't look at it that way, but now that you bring that up, maybe." Kind of sort of he was trying it just a little bit on mother's time, but mother gave her, "It's not my place to do anything for you because you moved to another region and it is what it is."
I'm gonna tell y'all just like someone said, I'm not gonna say who said, okay? Everyone in this organization is grown ass adults and I'm no one's counselor.
But isn't that what
part of being in a family and a house is, Kelly? Like, how can you say you're no one's counselor?
Right. I just repeated
what was wrote. I didn't write it.
But beside the little congregation you guys have, you guys were that was your son, right?
Yeah, that's my son. But they have to realize personal in house is two different things and all types of things. I didn't even know any of this was going on. Okay. And
Kelly,
probably
how you
when,
saying that, I do not believe you. Like you're like.
I'm gonna let me tell you something, and I'm gonna tell you the only thing I have in this boardroom scene. I'm just like Tina Turner. All I have is my name and my word. Okay? And when I put my word on something, honey, I wasn't really. And when TJ called, I'm going to be honest with y'all. When TJ called, I probably was watching TV or probably was on the phone and didn't want to talk at the time. So I told him, you know, whatever I told him. But I wasn't really thinking about it. And I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I have not been in the loop. I have not been in the loop of anything that's been going on since I've been back in the house. I have not. Okay? I'm here and I'm here. I'm retiring.
Good. You retiring, you coming back. I'm getting confused.
No, you know, like, it's like, you know, like, it's no, let me break it down to y'all, right? It was besides me deciding to go back to the house of Mizrahi or staying with Couture, it was five other houses that asked me to be in their house. Two other houses asked me to be overall mother. Another house asked me to be the New York City mother, and another house asked me to be a godmother of their house. I didn't feel that it would be right for any one of those five houses that asked me to go back to their house, I mean to join their house, for me to go to their house when I knew that my heart and everything is not into ballroom like it was back in the day. It's not. I'm not into it like that anymore. I'm like, you know, I just want to, you know, pick and choose when I decide to come out, or unless the girls book me. You can definitely book me. Hit me on Facebook.com, and you can definitely book me, and I will definitely be at your event.
Incoming transmission.
201.
Hi, Kelly. Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Miss Bridges, don't try me.
201-360.
Up, it's me. I'm back.
Okay, welcome back, Carter.
So, Mark, do you believe in like supernatural anything like?
Oh my god!
I'm just.
Hey, London, you know what, bitch? You gotta stop trucking. Yes, I believe in supernatural blunts that I'm rolling up right now.
Yes, pass me one of them.
Incoming transmission.
347-413-347-413.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
Can I go back to what Naomi was talking about?
Jesus Christ.
No, I would like to go back to it, you know, because, it's an open discussion, right?
Yeah,
right,
it is.
But we're trying to move past that.
Kiki.
Okay, well.
Kiki.
Paula, you can say it.
Okay, well. I mean, my question is to you, Naima, do you not believe in God? Because it almost sounds like you don't believe in God.
I believe in God, but I believe in God how I find God. I don't put him in a box like I used to before and say I believe one set religion. I believe that religion is a form of separation from humanity and all of us and how we're connected. I believe that the way you find God is through your heart and what you believe.
No, I didn't say I was a hippie.
All I said was I used to put him in a box, and I used to be like, well, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ and you believe in somebody else, you're wrong. I don't believe that anymore.
Okay. 267-324.
Yo, what's up, Tea Party? I have a just a general statement about what was said earlier about the amount of balls that are being thrown. I want to go down to the Gagawin ball, and there's been a huge event going on in New York where a lot of the heavy hitters in the ballroom scene have said they're going to go, and the Alegria event. So I'm a little concerned that, you know, that's what I really, really want to see, and that those girls may not be there. Some girls have expressed concern publicly on Ballroom Throwback that they don't go to D.C., and some girls don't come out for X amount of money. So that grudge match, there's not going to be anyone to participate. And, you know, I'm a little concerned about that, and I wonder if Jasmine has thought about that or expressed any concern, because it's you know, that's what.
Well, I think Alegria is still going to be open by the time the ball closes. It's over.
But they're not going to come. They're not going to travel from D.C. all 4 or 5 hours to New York.
Right.
Alegria does not.
Alegria is the next night.
Alegria does not start until Sunday night at 10 o'clock until Monday afternoon at 12 o'clock.
Trust me, the girls will travel.
And the girls have been at a ball that same weekend in Atlanta and left from the ball and flew straight to New York for Alegria. D.C. is only 4 hours away.
Trust me, they're going to be
right,
there.
And about the grudge matches, I think, you know, if the girls don't come, that's just more money for the CEO or more money to be given out probably.
Well, if the grudge match doesn't happen, you know, that's what is the most anticipated event of the night. You know?
No, the most
anticipated
event of the night is
the
666.
That's
right. The most anticipated.
That's what I'm looking to see.
Y'all can't tell him what he's anticipated on seeing. Maybe that's what y'all anticipated on seeing. He's anticipated on seeing me wax shea butter ass, motherfucking Sasha, and Didi get temperance.
But no, he's telling us what everybody else is anticipating on seeing.
No, there's a lot of people who I know who are attending that ball who are coming specifically to enjoy the ball, but in particular one of them.
Jasmine, the CEO and founder of the House of Couture. The only bitch to throw a ball and give out tons and tons of cash. Need I mention? She's icon and lovely darling.
Is it
Jasmine Couture?
Ooh, I'm
hold on,
intro.
Hold on, Jasmine.
Yes.
Before you speak, I need a new intro. Okay. My intro really sounds really blah, 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 okay? I need a new intro.
You know who to speak to about that. Inbox that individual. They'll take care of it.
CEO, before you go, I just need to say my package came, my new Tempest do-rag. It's perfect.
Okay,
hold on, everybody. Everybody silent. Ghost Whisper, what's going on?
What's the tea? I love, love, love that intro, by the way.
Thank you. Now, what question did you have?
I was just kind of concerned because a lot of the heavy-hitting girls that normally come out, you know, they kind of publicly said, oh, I don't go out to ball because
and you don't think that these people publicly are going to say what they want to say in order to – it's all about the element of surprise. If they come, they come. It's not even on the flyer for them. That is just something that was put there to settle whatever differences that they had on the runway and stop all the violence that, you know, all the attacks and all the violence and all the reading and things of that sort. You know, settle it on the runway. Go back to the original way that balls were created. Settle your differences on the runway. Stop getting on video talking. Stop calling your girlfriends up talking. Stop reading on the radio. Just take it to the runway, and I open the floor for you. I'll even give you $1,000 to settle this and get it over with because I'm tired of hearing about it. Now, if they come, they come. If they don't, oh, well, they don't. So, you know, that's where the ball was not designed for the grudge matches. That's just there as a way of allowing them to settle the differences. Now, from all six members, of course you're going to have different members that are saying they're coming and they're not coming. I got confirmation from three of them that they will be there. I got confirmation from the other three that, I don't know. So it's whatever with them, but that's not what the ball is built up on. The ball is built up on the legendary performance girls. The ball is built up on the Femme Queen Face category. The ball is built up on the $2,000 runway zombies, or from, you know, zombies giving high fashion couture runway. And, you know, that's what the ball is built upon. The realnesses, the Femme Queen realnesses, and bringing creativity back in all the categories. So, you know, as far as the grudge match goes, in all honesty, it's neither here or there. Hopefully they can settle it and it's over with and it don't even have to be a grudge match. But bottom line is, stop all the reading, stop all the attacking, stop all the I'm going to get that bitch, because now you open up the floor for them to attack, and you'll have one person standing there, and where's the other one? If she don't come out, oh, well. Oh, like they say, oh, well, Chanel, she don't come out. And hopefully it'll die out. And as far as people saying there's not enough money or whatever, please, because I've seen the same girls all over the country, hitting the floor for nothing. So as far as the money goes, that's bullshit as well. That's just always an excuse.
Thank you so much for clearing that up. I'm still going to be there because I'm definitely, definitely excited to go to this Gagoween ball because I know it's going to be fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much as well. Thank you so much. Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Hello.
Hey.
I'll be in my cat suit, ready to vote down.
Jason, hi.
Hi, CEO.
Tiffany.
Hey, Jazzy.
Hello.
Tiffany, you and me, I swear to God. Naima. Hi.
Hey.
J-Rock.
What's going on, CEO?
Don't have nightmares, J-Rock. It is not that serious. And Mark.
Hey. Hi, Jasmine.
Anger management.
Huh?
Anger management.
Oh, I didn't mean it. Don't work for me, Jasmine. Dumb people don't want nothing to do with me no more.
Anger management. 347-440. You're on the air.
Hello, good night, Cass. I'm just trying to figure out who's a part of the grudge match thing that I hear you guys talking about.
You already know who's a part of the grudge match. Why are you asking? You already know.
I didn't.
Don't
like,
do
I
that.
Came
that
back.
That's all those games. Go to the A-list and find out. You already
oh?
know.
Oh.
All right, so. Here we go.
Rare form
tonight.
Well, wait a minute, Jasmine. Before you start, can I just say one thing?
What?
They ain't never been a good one since I had.
Ask you for her Facebook page. I needed that Facebook page to send to somebody.
No, you know what? Have you? Wait a minute. No, because you know
why
what?
Why would she do the long pause?
Her name is not. Hold on. Because that's not even her name on what's her name on Facebook. And I was trying to go through my friends, but I had so many. I just like. Hold on. I'm going to get it for you now, Jazzy.
I thought we were going to call her this week, honey. I need to. Now, that's the last one. Right,
Kelly, do you have Khadijah's number?
No, I don't have Khadijah's number.
Why? I'm mad I don't got my number.
See, if Shay Shay doesn't come, you know, Kelly and Khadijah could just do a grudge match for Bobby.
Honey, if Shay Shay doesn't come, I'm going to tap Miss Kelly on the back, honey, and tell her to meet me to the back.
Girl, that's a
listen,
stay up.
Listen, y'all going to stop sending topics over to the State of Emergency show? Like, y'all can talk about that tomorrow. Don't do that.
No, we're just giving you topics. Do you have a topic?
I do have a topic. Tomorrow we are going to be talking about individuals that, how can I put it? I still got to kind of word it out correctly, but how comfortable are you in your own body? How comfortable are you in your own skin? How comfortable are you with your sexuality? How comfortable are you with your transition? How comfortable are you with who you are right now and where you are in your life? That's what we're talking about tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
going to have to call for that tomorrow.
Girl,
yeah,
you
probably
really need to call in Tiffany.
No, because seriously, before I had my SRS, you know, I was not comfortable with that down there. But now that I've had my sexual, you know, my surgery.
I can't with her.
Sometimes
you
want to have my peace again. Yeah. So I could climb on somebody's back.
Did she say before she had what?
Before I had my SRS. You know, my sex change.
A sexual reassignment surgery.
So,
you know what?
Yeah,
I am going to be Jesus be a biscuit.
Yeah. Well, I did the castration first, you know, but then I went ahead and got the whole surgery. But now sometimes I wish I had it again because I want to, you know, climb on the kid's back.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I really need Khadijah on the air, I swear.
I'm trying to get her page for you now. Hold on.
Her name is Cody Glenn. Cody Glenn. Cody
Glenn. Melody. Yeah, Melody. Here it is.
Yeah,
I got
Melody,
it. Here it is, Jasmine.
Cody.
I got it.
Melody Cody Glenn.
Yeah, I got it right here. I'm going to send it to Jasmine now.
It's Tuesday night. Khadijah's in the Lesbian Club in Jersey.
Ugh.
Okay. With Miss Teresa and the girls.
I just don't want her seriously just like. Please tell her no, Naima, before she come on. Don't say nothing about no where the grams at, because I am
She's not going to say that. She's going to get on here. She's going to give every, there ain't never been a bitch shit told you. What she about?
It's mega eek, mega act, mega ew.
No.
What was that pig Latin?
Yes.
I don't know what she was giving.
That's big Latin.
But
they
you guys see
that,
the video with Miss Storm? Or shall I say Danielle?
What they say she was thinking or something?
Yeah. What is this about the doo-doo smelling woman? What is that?
I don't like when they come smelling shitty.
Wait. So.
Come on.
Right.
Who's what
in
your
butt?
Not
what
in your
butt.
So, wait a minute. Did Al Gurney read her after? What did he?
Well,
why did he? Why
well,
did
that
he,
is
why
a long ride
her?
From Pittsburgh to New York. I mean, that is a long drive. Maybe she didn't have time to take a shower before the ball.
But why did he read her, though?
Is that the one? Is that the clip that London put in the group? That's what you're talking about, London?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to look at
it. He read her because I don't know. She said, you'd rather throw your written ball. No one's coming to your written ball, Ironia.
So let me ask you guys a question. Do you guys feel that, what do you guys feel with the Valentino and the Unity Ball, you know, with Alvernian and Michi Lacroix?
Before we go into that, what do you feel about the Evolutions Ball, whatever ball was supposed to be on your date?
What ball?
The Metamorphosis.
That doesn't faze me at all. I can care less. You know, for the people that don't, you know, that are not able to travel, and the people that
just give the very nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's very nice to meet you. It is very that nice to meet you. I really don't care. I mean, personally, in all honesty, I do think it's like a lot of shade that is happening right now within the ballroom, and I think that you know, when it comes to leaders, icons, especially the icons, I think it should be a better form of communication, and it's not there. So, you know, I just feel like it's, you know, completely a mess, a lot of disrespect. I think we had this topic on Wednesday when we talked about, you know, how they just sit there and they look at certain individuals and, you know, a lot of power trips and egos. You know, they start playing those cards and, you know, it's like, okay, whatever, you know, whatever. I mean, personally, I don't, you know, I'm not going to even sit here and make an issue about it. I really don't care, you know.
So,
more success to everyone. It's a big country. There's room for everybody.
You, Jasmine, let me ask you or Kelly this question. And it goes to that imaginary band list that's in Barney's traveling bag. Who's actually on this band list? Since there's supposedly names on this band list, have you seen this band list?
Ain't no band list as of right now.
But we're in. We're
Kelly,
in
Kelly was supposed to be on it. The new one coming out, please.
Wait, so.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
Kelly,
so,
I heard they was putting you on the band list.
Yeah, Kelly.
Andy, bitch! I want the girls to ban me. The girls need to,
you know,
the girls need to put
me
on the band list.
I forgot to call you. I did forget to call you. You can't come to Gagawin. They have said that you are on the band list.
Ooh.
And I'm supposed to, wait a minute, and I'm supposed to acknowledge it. Damn, I forgot to tell you, girl. Sorry.
Oh, well, damn. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that you girls want me on the band list. Y'all want me on the band list so bad to say, bitch.
I was just talking to an icon earlier, and I don't give a fuck what nobody say. This is going to turn out very unfair and very one-sided. For
no, but you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? They're going to put a bitch like a bitch is going to try me this day because they know that this band list sucks, and then they're going to put me on the band list, and then after I beat that bitch ass and they put me on the band list, then every bitch that I wanted to beat their ass, but I was painted because Jasmine said, no, be a lady, I'm going to come to every ball and I'm just going to beat them.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Kelly, bitch.
Kelly, then that's why they're going to keep talking about how they don't see a female thinking because, girl, you shouldn't be out there fighting like that, girl.
Let me tell y'all something, bitch. I was raised in the projects of Harlem, bitch, okay?
Right.
And all my motherfucking cunt cousins, they fought all the motherfucking trade, bitch,
exactly.
Okay? They fought every motherfucking boy that said something to them, disrespected them. They fucked them up. And then after they got fucked up by the cunts, bitch, then the brothers, my brothers and cousins came downstairs, and then they fucked them up again, bitch. So all of these bitches that talk about, oh, cunts don't fight and cunts don't do this, that's bullshit. Y'all punk pussy bitches, and y'all need motherfucking men to defend y'all. So the next time somebody smack your ass in your mouth, that's why so much domestic violence going around, because these bitches don't want to stand up and defend themselves. Because they want to act too prissy and too cunt. And I got my nails done and my toes done. And I got all my Christian Louboutins. I'm going to take that Christian and I'm going to crack his ass to that Christian.
Oh, no, but you gotta really realize a lot of people that I've encountered, I work with a lot of people, I work in a predominantly, let's just say a predominantly more Latin/white, Italian type of neighborhood, and the black people there, they've never even had a fight. Even some gay people I've met, they go, I ain't never really get into no fight. They never did anything, so of course they look barbaric and crazy to them, what we doing, because basically they like, oh, that's just crazy, I'm going to be out there fighting. It happens, it's life. Some of us go out there and look for it, and it just happens for some of us. But it's
y'all need to start using
my
y'all
personal
words.
Opinion
stop
is this. In all honesty, when it comes to this van list or whatever, there is something that needs to be done. And I know that, you know, we have been working on, you know, being on one accord and one page when it comes to this. As of right now, I don't know anyone who's on the list because I haven't seen the list. But I know that they have approved that, you know, we are going to follow a ban list and, you know, promoters, including myself, are going to follow it. But as of right now, like, you know, you asked, you know, who's on the list. I don't know anyone that's on the list except,
okay.
You know, Kelly.
How can we follow a ban list and they couldn't even follow balling dates where they decided that people wasn't going to have balls on the same day as other
right.
people, but now
exactly.
we can follow a ban list?
Right.
Well, what do you suggest be done with everything that's happening? We got to try to follow something. We got to start somewhere.
Right, in
the
code.
Someplace, the ban list is going to be in effect. The ban list is going to be in effect for 2 months, just like the ballroom dates was in effect for 2 months, and then it's going to be down. What? So what? Why they have this ban list? They have this ban list because people that punk pussies, and I'm going to continue to say this, think that they're going to be able to say and do whatever they want to do to a bitch that they know is going to smack them in their mouth because they know, okay, well, this is the way for me to get rid of this bitch. I really her mistake and give her much mistake. She attacks me, so she's going to be put on the ban list. That ain't going to stop a bitch like
hold
me.
Hold on a second. Hassan, press one for me really quickly. Hassan,
yeah, she's still
going to
whoop your ass when
yeah.
you get out the ball.
Okay, exactly.
Exactly.
Right, and like Nicola that. Said if we continue to fight, we're going to go from bandit to bandit.
Hassan.
This is my second cheeseburger, honey, for tonight.
Get the cheeseburger down. Drop the cheeseburger back up.
I'm secretly about to go eat my food. I have some leftovers from the restaurant at 12 on the night.
So, I mean.
I'm waiting for Hassan to press the button. Hold on.
Shouldn't it be
Hassan, you're on the air. Can you hear me?
Hello? Can you
yeah,
hear me?
The question is, are there people on the list? I already know that we're going into effect with it, but are there people on the list as of now?
On the ban list, as far as I know, no, not yet.
That's what the question was. It was who's on the list.
So it's safe to
say...
Oh,
yeah, I know they're supposed to be going over it again this week, so...
Okay, so the list hasn't been concrete and stamped yet. It's just...
As far as a list goes of people,
right.
There is no one on the list, but what we have all agreed on and voted on is that we are now going to have a list to put people on the list.
Right.
That's where
okay.
we're at right now. But again,
okay.
who's on the list? There is no one on
the
list.
You can't just throw
the
names out of pocket. You have to get down. You have to get down to the solutions of what happened or the fight. Who caused the fight? How it happened? Things like that. So
no,
I think,
wait. Are they going back in the archives to different fights and just banning people that fought like a year ago?
I don't think so.
That
date on.
Okay. If you talking to the people about the seriousness or the nature of the fight, isn't the whole thing is that they fought and they both should be banned? I mean, I don't really think that there's a reason.
But you can't really say that. You can't. It all depends on the scenario. I can't really say that like straight off the rip right now. But it all depends on the scenario and how severe the scenario is. You'll have somebody who will probably attack somebody just to be attacking them. So what's it gonna ban the other person that got attacked?
No, I'm just saying, I mean, if there's a fight, you ban two people. If somebody attacks somebody and they basically don't get the chance to do it back, you know, or they're not fighting, then you ban the person that attacks. I mean, it's just really...
I'm not going to be on no ban list because I didn't start the fight. I just finished it.
No, I'm saying if you fight, if y'all fight, y'all both going to be banned. But if somebody attacks
well,
you...
Well, as far as telling your situation, it was outside. So that was outside
right.
The property of the club. So that,
No, Kelly's on
that.
The ban list.
Oh, shit. If Jasmine puts you on that list, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
I'm damn shit. Honey, I can't come out.
Thank you, Hassan. Thank you so much, sweetie. Marcus, you're on the air.
Hold on, fellas. I just heard Hassan say something.
I can't hear Marcus.
Hello, London.
Hello, Marcus.
Okay. So, Hassan just said something at me. Kind of weird. He said that if you...
Let Marcus talk, stop being me.
I wish they would.
So, if you fight in the parking lot, or if you're attacked in the parking lot... That person won't be on the ban list? I'm not quite understanding.
No, I think that I don't mean to interject like that. I think that if it's the parking lot, it's still the property of the facility. You are causing chaos on the facility. You can cause somebody not to be brought back because you were fighting on the property. So I do think that if you're fighting on the property, whether it's outside or whatever, yes, you should be banned if the person is at risk or could be at risk of not, or anybody could be at risk throwing balls there ever again. I think that you should be banned.
So what they say, Mark, is like we went around to 40th Street. That was a block away from the club, so that's not the property of the club. We were just the property of Shay.
I just think that's personally too technical. I don't also think the judge and the jury, these people are not even going to be at a lot of the balls where the fights take place. So they're going to be going by hearsay and who hurt. I mean, every ball, you know, fight isn't going to be recorded. You know what I mean? That just seems really weird to me.
So, Marcus, I don't mean to cut you off. So are you saying that, you know, they're going to be going by hearsay? So that means that the Dark Knight strikes again.
I'm gone.
What'd you say, Naima?
Why is y'all falling out?
okay?
No, because Marcus was like, they just going to be going by.
Naima,
Marcus, what
Naima,
you said was, if the
Naima,
Dark Knight strikes again.
The Dark Knight will be a gag of wind, and you might get lashed.
Girl, and how they be cutting.
And girl,
off.
I have
like
this.
I didn't know it was that serious.
Okay, but Marcus, are you saying that, you know, because, I mean, honestly, let's be real honest here. All you really need, for one, is if these people are being, they're merging together to form this ban list as just icons, or maybe icons and legends, you mean to tell me that there's not going to be one single one of them at that ball? Not one?
I've been to a lot of balls where there have been no icons or legends, or the ones that may be on this judge of jewelry. I mean, especially if you're talking about, you know, a Midwest ball or a West Coast ball, it may be icons and legends at the ball, but I don't really know who's a part of this group per se, you know, or how they're deciding what it is.
But let's be honest and real, okay? Let's use me as a prime example. Let's be honest and real. Bitch, who's going to be at a motherfucking door at a ball, Miss Day, and see me come to the door, Miss Day, and say, oh, bitch, you can't come in here?
I'll do it, but
no,
I'll
but
be standing behind,
you know,
security.
Okay.
You know what scares me about the ban list is that, you know, you don't want to make people feel out of place. You don't want to keep people from doing things. You know what happened at them people, you know, at the movie theater in, I forgot where it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just snuck in, you know, through the bombs. They can do that at a ball, bitch. The girls were gay.
Yeah, I just got a message from someone. I'm trying to get them to explain it to me a little bit better, but based on what you just said, I can understand a little bit what they're saying. They're saying, hold on.
You know, that reminds me of a movie called Lean
yeah,
on Me.
Yeah, they're saying pretty much,
right,
like, who's to say people will make it in the ball or out the ball if the other person is banned. Basically, the person is saying, okay, I got banned at, you know, example, Watch the Throne. So now I'm going to go to Gagaween, and I'm really going to serve that bitch or find out the next bitch that was part of the ban list, and I'm going to get them before they even get in the building. I don't have to be in the building. Y'all saying I can't be in the building, but I could be in that motherfucking parking lot. I could be at that motherfucking corner or whatever, and I'll still serve that bitch. So y'all
right.
really can't stop me. And that's
right.
what I'm getting from a person that's centered over. Thank you so much, son. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, that is something. Hassan, what do you feel about that? Hassan?
Hassan just wants to walk away. He doesn't.
Kelly, what do you feel about that?
Okay.
Do you think that that's something that this may cause? Like, it may cause more ruckus?
Yes. Yes, it definitely is.
And then you get a bitter bitch that'll be outside, and they could probably call cops or cause problems.
Cause
the cops to go in the ball and shut, you know, just like at the collections ball last year when they went and let that one man in, he called the cops and said that, you know, there was strippers on the stage and underage kids and drugs and stuff because they wouldn't let the person in the building. So now we're talking about a person who got on the ban list, and now they're doing the same thing at the next function.
And, bitch, and they ain't even got to come to the ball, Miss Sang, bitch, to get the ball shut down, Miss Sang. They can sit at home, Miss Sang, at City Key, Miss Sang. Oh, y'all thought y'all was going to ban me, bitch. Now the ball is shut down, Miss Sang. Because if you call the cops and the fire department and people too much to some place, bitch, eventually it's going to get shut down.
Right.
And they said
right.
something about fuck the cops, just set the place on fire or shoot it up or something.
Oh,
that's the kind of violence that can happen from it.
People,
so much can be done
to
send trade through. Yeah, things like that.
Oh, yeah, I like that idea. Send the trade through.
Yeah,
I just, whatever they do, I hope that it's fairly applied and they
too,
use, like, just discretion in how they do it, because sometimes it may not be as simple as it may come off as. So hopefully they'll.
I agree with you 100%, Marcus.
It's not gonna be simple. I'm gonna tell y'all the same, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, the Dark Knight and the Joker is never going to get on that ban list.
And I have
shit.
Things, but respectfully.
Yes,
I hope you do it respectfully and not, you know, be catty with it if someone does get banned.
Well,
like I said before, and I brought up the issue before, and we get a lot of phone callers with this one, a lot of people pressing one, but I brought up before that I think it should be done internally within a house. Like, you know, the mother and the father of that house should be able to reach out to, you know, that child, and maybe they personally suspend them from walking any balls or whatever, and then if not, kick them out the house or something like that. You know, like, for example, Mark, if you carry, then all of a sudden the overseers of Ebony, you know, it gets back to them. They deal with it internally before, you know, it gets to that point. That's what I kind of believe in. Because I don't think an outside network probably can handle the situation. I mean, I do think it can be done, but I really had to think about some of the stuff that these people are saying. And, yeah, I am thinking about that. That is a lot to think about. Mm-hmm. Let me go to another caller. We have a whole bunch of callers. 513-460, you're on the air.
Yeah, like, I got a question. Like, how is that really going to work to ban somebody? Like, what is everybody going to be like the Amish and shun them and turn their back? I mean, like, you really can't, like, you know, ban somebody because it's, like, it's so many balls going on and stuff like that. But I agree with what you said about I think it should be left up to, you know, the house because it's people that, you know, what they going to ban icons too? Because it was icons that fall too.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they on a lot of clips.
Yeah,
so
right.
The banning part really is stupid. Like, what everybody gonna do? Turn around and say, "Oh, we can let them in."
Yeah, you're right. Thank you so much, caller. 443-570. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Enrique. Just calling about the banning.
Hey, Enrique.
Hey, so did they just, because, you know, I just heard about the ban list, I guess like everybody else did, like yesterday. Is this something that they worked on, or just because it just seemed to pop out of anywhere? And it just seemed like to me there's certain to be certain people they're targeting after. You know what I'm saying? Like, just let me just say this, because there's a certain person in my house that seems to be a target for certain things. Now, I think somebody asked this before. Now, if certain icons or popular legends are fighting, are they going to be banned? And if they don't get banned, does that mean the whole ban list falls to the floor? How does that work out?
Because ban kills.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I think what will happen is if and when the official ban list does go into effect and it's finalized or whatever, pretty much like the acknowledgement process for Legendary and, you know, icon status and, you know, statement and stars and stuff, we did a Wednesday night show on it, I'll make sure that, you know, all the people that voted and the parties that are involved with the voting process comes on a Wednesday night show. And they will explain it, break it down in depth, and be able to answer everybody's questions. Because
now,
everything is pretty much up in the air.
Okay, so my question again is, so is not in place yet or is in place?
I think what's in place as of right now is we have voted in agreeing that something should be done as far as the list goes. You know, but what we have to finalize is how do we put it into play.
So it's not a constitution yet then, basically. Is there something to talk about?
I don't think it's officially a constitution. I really don't know.
Jasmine, hold on. Let me ask you a question. No disrespect to the icons or the legends or whatever. But my thing is this. If this was going on for real, like, I'm sorry. I'm not buying this. No disrespect again to you or no legend. I'm not buying it. Because the thing about it is that why haven't the house parents, Enrique, and no offense to the Lords, and any other house mind and whatever, why hasn't anybody contacted any of the other head leaders to let them know that this is about to go into effect? Why is everybody pressing one to just find out? If this has been an idea or even been talked about, people's houses should have already known that this is about to go into effect. Let's get it together.
Well, the people that are a part of the voting process is your average main leaders from each and every house. You have represent people that represent Ebony in there. You have people that represent Allure in there. And every other house that's in there. I mean, that's out there. So it's their job, the people that are voting, it is their job to reach out to the members of their houses and go over the acknowledgement with them. I can't answer, you know, that, because you have to find out who is a member from your house that isn't a part of the ballroom committee, you know, council, and you have to, you know, basically reach out to them.
Am I
Because that's
that
how it should
thing.
Be done.
Jennifer.
That's how it should be done.
Right, I agree, because this seems like this came into play, like, as of last night. That's why I was kind of, like, wondering when was this taking place. I know there were talks about it, because there were talks about it, like, for damn near a year and a half now. But
right.
It just seemed like that was actually put into place, like, last night. Well, that's when it was pointed out, like, what the ban was. Because I don't think anybody
Jasmine.
Was aware. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Jasmine, am I still in that room?
No.
Oh, they got me out?
Yeah. You're not in there.
But you know what? You know what? Some bitches finished school and some bitches dropped out for a reason. Ain't nobody got time to be getting suspended.
Let me go to another caller. Tiffany, is this you? 678-993?
Yes, I got locked off. You hear me now?
Okay, we can hear you. 323-286, you're on the air. 323-286.
What was you? Those are girls that you used to. Those are girls that you used to listen to the A-list. What would you do?
What?
I mean,
what
about
Hassan, you're back on the air.
Oh yeah, I think I got bumped off or something. Enrique, Enrique, still on the line?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. I don't think that it was meant to be out in the open as it did. I think somebody took it out of the room when the topic came back up again about what happened. I think it came back up again about the past events that happened at the past turn balls because of the rumors that was circulating around first was that somebody was stabbed and a whole bunch of other stuff, I guess, what happened. And then it was brought up in a conversation in the room, and somebody took it out of the room and then made it a public topic, and that's how that came about. So it wasn't officially finalized by anybody in the room to really discuss it outside of ballroom because we didn't finalize it. So we're still talking about the options of what if this and what if that. So it never was finalized.
Oh, okay.
Well, that makes sense. They told me earlier that it was Fred, and then Letitia read Fred.
Okay, I'm gonna get into who it was or how it was, but that it was just how I explained it. I don't know who it was or how, you know what I'm saying, how that was. So.
Right. Okay.
Well, off the topic, I just would like to tell people a good movie to go get and buy is called Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah. Bullshit, okay?
Somebody just hit me up and said it's Temperance going to be banned from wearing that gold cap.
What you say to me, Kelly? You said stop by Chef.
Yes.
I see what you had to the show go on.
Had they? Am I still online?
Yeah, you still there.
Oh, Enrique. Is Enrique there? Oh. Enrique. Oh, well, Hassan.
Enrique, are you there?
I mean, I'm just wondering, do they think that it would work better if every city's alliance was responsible for their own and, like, you know, you get banned per city or not necessarily. You know, I think the way Philadelphia did it, it was a little more respected than you telling somebody they can't go to a ball nowhere in the country for how.
Is that Marcus? That's Marcus.
Yeah, it's me.
Marcus, you need to just call me.
I need to call you?
Yeah.
Okay, inbox me your number or send it to me in underground. Okay.
So, Kelly, who's the joker?
But Hassan, why you can't answer his question?
Because we have to talk about our public. We have to talk about our private form.
he's just asking an opinion.
I mean, I'm not saying that. I kind of know where he's going, and there's other things that I will probably have to address him with, and I know it's kind of personal, so I would not want to talk about it.
What you mean it's personal? No, it's not.
Oh,
Because okay, I mean, and what do you and when you say fight, what do you mean by fight? Because like me, say for instance, me and Marcus get into a verbal altercation, no fist of thrown, but we interrupt the ball because we're just verbally, we're just loud.
Well, y'all should get thrown out. That's not a fight. That's
right.
If y'all have a verbal altercation, you should get thrown
Enrique,
out.
Enrique, you're back.
Okay, I'm sorry. It just seems to me, I mean, I understand what you're saying. It just came at a surprise. I think it's a good thing, but I just hope it's not a thing to target certain people. And it's kind of, I mean, other than that certain thing, because certain people's names keep being brought up, but then there's other people who have done stuff in the background, be it background or at balls or something, and nothing is ever said. So, Jasmine, did you guys ever discuss that, like, posting somebody that's in that group that's making that law, that a guideline breaks the law, does it apply to them? Or is it going to be sticking to them? Or how's that go?
Can I say something before you go?
It doesn't apply to anybody in the room.
It almost makes me think that the ban list just popped up for one person's discretion.
I think what happened is the voting and everything came finalized when we started seeing people get stabbed, people get run over by cars, and you know, it just started getting a little bit out of hand. Let me go to another caller because I need to take a cigarette break. 773-778, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody, what's going on?
Hey, Dan.
Hey. It's Corky, everyone.
Your mother said that. Anyway, hey, bro, what's going on? I mean, we ain't really going to seriously address anything that goes on with this ban list other than the fact that are we going to look at the history that goes into this ban list? So I'm just going to, I mean, for instance, you cannot be provoking fights on Facebook and then think your ass ain't going to get knocked when you go out in public. I'm just saying.
Yes, I think as grown people, we got to take responsibility. I mean, if you get banned, you get banned.
The ban list, let me tell you something. The ban list is nothing but protection for the girls that like to read and run their mouth.
That's what I'm saying. The girls, you cannot. See, this is the thing. If you're not going to do something about that, if you're not going to stop these girls from doing these verbal, oh, bitch, when I see you in public, or the girls say they only going to take the shit so far, they think,
well,
I mean, girl, don't write no checks.
Don't
sit around there and write no checks that your ass cannot cash.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You can't do this. No, let's just be honest. We're going to go through the entire ban list. I'm going to go through the entire ban list. They banned Face in Philadelphia. He apologized. They let him back in. So what is it? Is it
going
to be a verbal apology and then y'all ready to go?
Tiffany, use your voice. Getting lost.
Use my what?
Use your testosterone.
Fighting is ridiculous. Like, people need to learn how to
I'm against fighting.
Like,
everybody knows I'm against fighting, but I'm also against somebody provoking a fight. You can't keep sitting around and swatting at somebody.
You know what? Y'all can't control what people can provoke. But if you want to act on it, that's a choice that you choose to make. I mean, people are going to provoke you every day if they feel like it.
But this is the thing. If you keep provoking a fight, and then this is the only time you come out the door, somebody going to get you where you stand.
Jasmine,
well,
can you put me on mute, please? Because I'm about to eat a taco. Can you put me on mute?
How do you provoke a fight?
What?
You put your hand in somebody's face and say, bitch, you know, I mean, I don't really get it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Marcus, you did not just say that. You of all people did not just say that.
Yes, I did.
You did not end up, I mean, no shade. I don't think anybody should be hit for anything. But for some strange reason, everybody believes that all the shit that happened to you was because of your mouth. I personally don't believe that. I believe it happened because they can't chop you. If you walk the ball and the girls could actually chop you, child, they wouldn't give that. I really wouldn't. That's just me.
It doesn't matter at the end of the day, because now Marcus, his mouth could be as spicy as fucking he wanted to be, because they had a bitch called a motherfucking cut you, so they got to get dead.
But they did cut you.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Right, you know what I mean? And you know what? Somebody is going to touch him again if he keeps doing it. This is not going to end. This is bullshit. Like
so
I said earlier.
I don't believe that.
Are they going to ban the person that touched him?
I'm gonna say this. Like, honestly, you can say what the fuck you really want to say. I mean, and honestly, if somebody's words, their opinion bothers you that much, it must be some truth to it. I mean, because there's no shade. I have yet to call somebody, bitch, you ugly, or bitch, you a broke, nasty, dirty ass whore.
Yeah,
I mean,
and some people will hit you for that, Marcus. It's no shade, no shade. Some
wait
people will hit you for
that.
Hasn't did that.
I got it on file.
Marcus said that he wanted to say he couldn't get hit.
What do you mean you ain't called nobody that? Bitch, I got it on file. Yes, you did.
You've never heard me call somebody.
I didn't
directly
have to hear you. I read it, but I'm let that far go.
Did you see me type it?
Bitch, it came underneath your name, unless that's some other little pretty boy with his hand on his hand, sitting with his hand on this motherfucking lot, sitting in the middle of the goddamn red line, green line train, in the middle of a picture underneath something that says Marcus L. Thomas. Yes, it was you.
I don't know about that.
Girl, don't give. Huh?
But neither here nor there. Words, I mean, my mother always taught me, don't put your hands on nobody unless they put your hands on you. And that's how a fight should never happen. If you don't touch me and I don't touch you, there should be no problem. Now, I really don't know. To me, unless you slept with my man or stole my money. I don't really see why you want to fight somebody.
Well, I mean, that's just the way you see things, Marcus, but everybody is not, you know, that's just your point of view. Like, you know, that's just your opinion. It really is just an opinion because some girls, if you come out of the store and you say, what the fuck you looking at, they'll knock the shit out of you just for that. I've lived in neighborhoods like that, and it's still going on today. So if you think that your words that you
and I
agree with you. No, hold on. I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you that you shouldn't really put your hands on people for words, because I say a lot of words too, and, you know, I'm pretty sure I've suffered some consequences or had to do some things over the years. I truly agree with you, but this is not the world we live in. If you try a bitch today or another day, they're going to pop you. It's just that simple.
And what's going
to
happen is one day they're
going
to pop the wrong person,
like
they're going to get shot.
Right,
it's
I mean, that can happen too.
And I see that happening in ballroom. We're really not going to take anything seriously until somebody gets hurt, like somebody
and
dies.
Let me tell you something, even after that, the ball will go on, and there will be another fight that will break out.
Oh,
the kids don't do. The kids do not do.
And it's really pitiful, because it really is pitiful. Like, coming
and
to
I'm not being negative. I apologize if I sound angry. I'm not angry at all. I mean, I work every day.
Angry.
I really don't have a reason to be. But let's just get into reality. It's not stopping. I mean, the ban list will, you know, simmer some things down. But the kids are going to tangle. When the kids want to tangle, they tangle. It's been like that forever.
It's not that I got a problem with the kids tangling. I have a problem with where the shit is coming from.
It don't matter where it's coming from. If it's going to attack you, they're going to attack you.
No, I'm not talking about where it's coming from. I'm talking about where the entire shit is coming from, where this shit stems from in the first place.
There's no justification for some of these people. They honestly think in their mind that you're fucking trying it. They're going to pop you. Like, y'all not getting it?
Let me say something, and then I'm going to put the phone down because I need to go smoke a cigarette. Okay? Let me tell you something. I deal with this every day of my life because of my job, because of my family. My brother was shot 3 times about 2 years ago. The people that he was with, 3 of them died. He was the only one that made it. He got shot 3 times and still has a bullet in his knee that they could not take out. All because of verbal stuff. This was all verbal. And right now we're in a place where verbal, your mouth can get you killed. And I don't care what people say. I don't care what people believe. But your mouth will get you killed. And that's
Thank
what's
you.
Happening. Do we all agree with it? Of course we don't agree with it. But we're also dealing with a generation of people right now that are just not 100% in their head. They're a little off. They're not taking their medication the way they should. They weren't raised right in the right households. You know, bipolar. We're just dealing with a whole bunch of people who they call it the crack generation or whatever, and we're dealing with a whole bunch of people that are very quick with their hands, with their knives, and with those guns. And I do agree that something is going to take it's going to take something major to happen to open people's eyes, and it's really, really sad. But somebody's mouth definitely can get somebody hurt badly. And that's, it's just a really, really sad situation. And it's happened to my brother, who is completely straight.
Wow.
Who hangs with his, you know, his homeboys, who has a good job, but, you know, on the side, he hangs with his boys and all into making music and beats all over YouTube and rapping all the little, you know, underground parties and rapping and all that stuff all across Florida, Miami, Jacksonville, and all the rest of that stuff. And he, on a Saturday in the broad daylight at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday, as he's going to pick up a boot, some bootleg DVDs, and they're about to go smoking and stuff, they got into a verbal confrontation, and three people died, and God, by grace of God, he was the only one that lived, and he has been traumatized ever since then. Kelly knows exactly what I'm talking about. She was there when I called her from the hospital. They wouldn't let me in the hospital because they said the hospital was on lockdown because the people that did the shooting, they were scared, was trying to come to the hospital to finish off the job. I mean, it's a very, very big thing, and it was all because of a mouth. A mouth. So we need to be careful what we do and what we say. And I'm just saying, leaving it at that. But, you know, when we say the scene is built around shade, back then it was built around shade, but we had a little bit more people back there that had sense, had better sense. Right now we're dealing with a whole bunch of people that ain't got no sense. But I'm going to take a
now
cigarette break.
Now we're dealing with Similac babies.
But yeah, the Similac
babies. Devin, if the ban list was to be in play, would you start going to balls?
Would I start? Or would I start going back? I didn't stop going to balls because of that. I stopped going to balls because balls didn't finish, because they didn't start on time. For the girls that turned around and got through it, then the girls that turned around and started eliminating my category and started carrying when it got time for it to have to happen to my category, which of which is actually the founder of this ban list, the Shady Fucking Queen. But that's another story within itself, you know.
And who was that? Who was that Shady Queen?
Child,
somebody sent over to me, sorry for cutting you off, but I have to do what's in my inbox. And
please.
Somebody sent over, can you tell the stuffy nose queen to blow her nose, please?
Send this back to the girl. Shut the fuck up.
I will not disrespect my callers
Chicago
right
speaking.
There.
What?
Okay, then we're not going to do that. Devin, not to be rude or anything like that, but I'm going to put you on hold because you were calling in with a statement. And the next caller is 323-286. You're on the air.
Good evening, everyone. How are you all doing? Is Kelly, Jasmine, Jason, Mark.
Who is that?
Yeah, Naima. This is Michi.
You called me mother
hey,
when you called in here.
Hello, mother. Good evening. Okay, now, no, get me wrong. I'm all for the ban list. I have nothing against the ban list. But reality, you know, like Jasmine told my brother, I too have lost a little brother, and I just had a cousin shot as well. But, you know, that's so disgraceful. But let's look at this in reality of the fact with the ban list. Who's going to put this in place? Like, let's think, for instance, if, let's just say I'm having a ball, and, you know, four of my girlfriends, who I consider my girlfriends, are on this ban list. Am I going to stop them from coming to the ball, or am I going to let them come in? I mean, you know, you got to look at a situation like that. Who's going to really stop it? I mean, come on. I mean, Chris Brown attacked Rihanna, had this incident with Drake. He was still at the VMAs. He went to the Grammys the following year. He still sold records. Drake is still doing his thing. I mean, who's really going to put anything into emphasize? The world has been fighting against violence, whether domestic, personal, whatever, and it still continues to go on. Yeah, we fight. Yeah, we march. Yeah, we, you know, this and that, but who's really going to put all this into place? Is it going to really stick? That's my whole thing. I don't think the ban list is going to stick. I don't think it's going to hang. Because you got, for one, the leaders need to step up and teach the people how to show respect for people in the ballroom scene. People in the ballroom scene need to learn how to take their chop, take their lose, and keep your personal shit outside of the ballroom scene and away from the houses and find some peace and serenity within themselves and with God. That's the whole bottom line.
a lot of people come with a lot of personal issues and a lot of stuff built up, and they come to a ball, and like Jasmine said, you could just walk by somebody and say, oh, that bitch is say something fierce, and they're ready to attack. And it really isn't the fact that you said something. It's the fact that they've been dealing with something all week long. Ain't nobody talking to respect nobody. They don't have no respect for nobody. They don't have no respect even for the leaders of their own house. So, of course, they're not going to respect nobody at no ball. And they're going to end up fighting. So, I mean, like, what's the criteria of this ban list? Who's going to really put this emphasis on the ban list? Because if this, it could be talked about all, let's just say it's talked about all of the East Coast, but is it going to be emphasized on the Midwest, the Gulf Coast, or even here on the West Coast? These kids, like, who's going to emphasize this? Who's going to push it? I don't think nobody's going to push it. The ban list will be set, but I don't think it's really going to fall through the way they want it or say it's going to fall through. It's not going to stop or affect anything.
Y'all leaving out the fact that the kids are high and drunk half the time anyway. So, I mean, that just brings, a little bit of drama all in itself.
But if you look at the altercations, a lot of the altercations in the ballroom scene is really becomes stuff that's personal, that's brought out when they get to the ball. A lot of stuff does stimulate at the ball, don't get me wrong. You know, some kids don't know how to take their chop or take their lose or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But when you have people, and then, you have people on the panel that may jump up, oh, you try my member, oh, no, it's Shay. Oh, I mean, come on. I mean, for one, the balance wouldn't even have to be in place if people would understand that it's not that serious. If you want this $15 trophy, baby, I'll go buy it for you. And you can say you won. I mean, come on. What's the point?
That is so true.
Go ahead.
You know, the one thing that ballroom has become very, I'm going to say, forgiving. Somebody can fight today, and then next week they can be having drinks together or they're in the house because they're brothers and sisters. So are we really willing to put a time limit on something when they might actually be over it in 5 minutes, especially if they so quick to throw hands? But once they actually talk about it, because, after someone fights, they usually speak, and then they realize it was a misunderstanding from the beginning on a lot of he say, she say shit. I haven't really been to a ball where somebody, just chopped somebody like, bitch, I'm going to text you. I haven't seen that in a long time. Somebody said something, and it got taken back the wrong way, and the next week they fight, or at least two weeks, within 2 weeks they're girlfriends again. So I don't know.
Prime example is the ball in North Carolina. It went from cars, people trying to get almost hit with cars, someone stabbed, even though nobody died. But I mean, come on, like, this is a situation that whole situation started off with something that was personal. It ain't have nothing to do with no ball. It didn't have nothing to do with no house. It was something personal, straight up personal. So, that's what I'm saying. They bring these personal issues in. Even though that child, was a 007, probably wasn't going to have no backup. But then you got, people like, you consider your girlfriend or this. I have girlfriends, no shame. You're not going to jump on my girlfriend. It's no shame. I'm not going to sit there and let you jump on my girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? So now that includes me on this ban list because I'm not going to let you jump on my girlfriend. I mean, stuff like that. I'm not the only person that feels that way. It's a lot of people in the ballroom see.
Honestly, I think everybody feels the same way. I mean, honestly, I really don't, I really don't see it. But do I think it should be in effect? Yes, I do. I mean, honestly, all of this shit that's going on in the ballroom scene, I mean, you can't get some order by asking civilized grown adults to calm it down or stop it or, whatever the case may be, but yet you have to create a ban list. I think if they could put it into effect, I think it should go through, and I think people should be banned. But my bigger question is, just like everybody else's question, how fair is this really going to be?
And that's the whole thing. How fair is this going to be? Because you ban me, I may get on the ban list from the East Coast. Okay, that's fine. I'll go ahead and travel down to the West Coast. Now, they're going to ban me on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? So it's one of my personal fathers,
Chris does a lot of balls in L.A. I don't think he's going to stop me from coming in a ball from on this list. What are you going to say? No, son, you can't come in. No, you're going to let me come in. And if I'm one of those people with a rage and fire and rage that's always, you know, doing stuff, you know what I'm saying? I may pay his function, but I may not. I may come in there and attack somebody, you know, just using myself as an example. So, you know,
I mean,
like,
also,
you know.
Also, there's so many outlets. It's too Michi. Like, it's not a Kiki Balls and Vogue Nights. And I mean,
I
it just has
just
to be
major.
A ball.
I think it should
club.
Just be, I think it should just be major balls, the 6 or 7 major balls that happen per year, the latex, the legends, the awards, any of those balls, I think you should be banned from those. I think if you want to go to a major ball,
don't go to them anyway.
But see, that, and I get you on that, but see, that's not right, though. Because, see, within those 6 or 7 balls, there's still other balls that other regions consider their, you know, major balls.
Well, you just won't get of the year because you can't go to any annual balls. I mean, I think the more annual balls are more of what people would want to go and walk anyway. I mean, I could be mistakenly wrong. I mean, they do walk on damn near every ball, some of them. So, okay, maybe I'm wrong. But the annual balls, like the Legends Ball, the people that are creating it, they're respectable balls. I think that you should be banned from them.
Who's on the trash?
That's people hitting me up asking me questions, but I'm not going to put them in the room because that would be rude.
Not a who's on the train.
Like, mind your fucking business, bitch.
Oh.
I mean,
oh, shit.
And then, now,
who's
my
in
other,
charge
now,
of the
girls? I wanted to say something earlier about people fighting outside the ball. Like, you know, is it if you fight inside the ball or if you go outside the ball? Because see, we got to look at it like this. Even though we may go outside the ball, someone may get in a fight. Like, let's say the parking lot is right next door to the venue. You know what I'm saying? And you got to remember, you got these venue owners that may be there with workers or whoever's there from the venue that has to lock these doors and unlock these doors for us to have these functions. And then they'd be like, oh, no, see, they started – they brought all this commotion to our venue. So if you fight in the parking lot, you know, so that's cool for you to go in the parking lot and tear it up, just as long as you don't tear it up on the inside.
We, a lot of us say it should still be in play. I mean, it's still the property. It's still the owner's property and the place you're having it. Yeah, you should be banned from the parking lot. But if you go down the street to another location around the corner, no, you shouldn't be banned because you're not on the property. Y'all took it outside. I think it's just too much space outside anyway for y'all to be fighting in some stuffy-ass building anyway. You should be wanting to go outside. It's too high.
Okay, well, I got an inbox message that says y'all need to continue this over to the state of emergency, honey.
Right, yeah, and if I pump someone with oatmeal,
I done told y'all to stop sending shit over to the state of emergency. It's not going to happen.
Right.
But thank you, Michi, so much for calling in.
Yes, honey.
Thank
clap,
you,
clap.
Marcus, so much for calling in. Kelly. Got Kelly, Tiffany, Mark, J Rock, Naima, Jason, and London. Who
I didn't swing. I didn't swing.
Mark, it's nice to meet you.
Women, I'm trying to get into that train in the background.
I didn't swing. That's me. I didn't swing.
She's a buy your motherfucking business.
Naima, shut.
Do I need to get ready to get on my 2 train?
You were so motherfucking nosy.
I'll be in Brooklyn. I'll be in Brooklyn at your door in about 20 minutes. Oh, you going to raid my door? Oh, okay. Wait, let me go get dressed.
Okay. I'm on my way to go to Brooklyn. I
can see
something I met on Flatbush.
Hey, Lolo, why do you keep wanting me to say I didn't swing, I didn't swing? Ooh, bitch, I can't.
Wait, stop, Keith.
Wait, not in the backyard.
Oh,
yes,
bitch, no.
But hold on. I want to tell everybody, don't forget, October 27th in Washington, D.C., my little icon sister, the CEO and founder of the Hospital Tour, that's going to be having Gag Queen 666, the Grudge Matches, $2,000 runway, $1,000 wheelchair, $1,000 pay category, just $150 cash category, and $100 cash category. Definitely go out and definitely don't forget to go out this weekend to watch the show. I love y'all all for loving these. Have a good night. I'm going to have the district title.
I was about to say she about to hit that tunnel.
Wait, and don't forget October 27th, the Metamorphosis. I don't know, where is that?
Girl.
Thank you, Kelly. Have fun tonight.
Kelly is under that tunnel. No, but wait. Isn't Kelly in New York already? Why is she going under a tunnel?
Because you got to go through the tunnel to get to either Manhattan or to Brooklyn, or if you're going to Queens, where you're coming from another borough.
Wait, did everyone see that video with the Chinese lady?
Right.
The black lady.
Oh, you talking about when she was fighting her on the bus?
It was like, fuck it, yeah.
Okay. Really quickly, if you're listening from a computer, call in now. You only got 7 minutes, and then we're going to go into record mode. And again, tomorrow on the State of Emergency show, we're going to talk about how comfortable you are with who you are in your body. You know, are you comfortable with your sexuality? You know, that's been coming up a lot in some of our discussions, just people are not comfortable with who they are and where they are in their life and stuff. So we're going to be talking about that, you know, tomorrow. But I'm going to give the show back to Jason in London, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Well, my feelings just got hurt, so I quit. I was told I sound country.
Well, I mean, you're from the South. They say that to me, too. They say I sound like a mother clump. They waiting for me to get very Charming. Hey, Charming.
Oh, no.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, Cletus.
Oh, my God. That mother clump.
Bitch, I don't sound country, you stuffy nose stuffalopagus bitch.
Oh, shit, Dad.
Wait, so that's where Jocelyn got her hairstyle from.
You said what?
Jocelyn got her hairstyle from Mother Clem.
Oof. You're going to stop coming for Jasmine.
Y'all tell me who this is.
Well, I don't understand, because right here where we come from in the Midwest, we don't do that here.
Oh, that's the child that was just on here. He's going to press one, honey, and he's going to push you out in tongues, honey.
No, and then you know Naima don't know anybody's name, because she said, that child. Everybody's that child.
No, but wait, who is this? You know, I have a topic. All right, so the topic is, you know, I just want to go into this. And then, you know, I just be like this. And when I be like that, I just be, you
yes,
know,
Keisha.
Ooh.
Oh, we got a caller. 803-521.
I can't. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. I mean, I just wanted to say good night. I was listening, but I didn't want to say anything. So it wasn't nothing.
Oh, you didn't want to read tonight, sweetie? You're okay tonight?
Huh?
I said you didn't want to read tonight?
No, I don't do stuff like that.
What do you do, Trayvon?
I remember that voice, yeah.
That's Trayvon. That's Trayvon Bryant.
Yeah, she can get got tonight. She can get got.
Because come on,
everybody know who you are now. You know who you are.
That's Trayvon. Like, I'm watching you. When you go to the store to get some Skittles, I'm going to rob you.
Okay, but I'm about to go. But I just wanted to say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, good night.
I'm not sleeping
nice
with you. Me. What do you need to say good night to me for?
864-437.
Girl, Tiffany Craig.
Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Hey, what's
hello.
Up?
Oh, is Kelly still on here?
No, Kelly's on the vote night.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, hi, everybody. I'm Dreek Infinity, all in South Carolina. And I wanted to know how do I, I know that I missed, like, half the show. So I wanted to know how do I, like, listen to the whole show. Is it, like, recorded or something?
Yeah, it should be recorded. After the show is over, you can go to Blog Talk Radio and type in Tinder Chat.
Or just refresh the page again if he's already inside the chat room.
No, I'm not in the chat room. Like, I'm just now. I'm actually at lunch at work.
What do you think?
Oh, okay.
Are you inside the official ballroom group?
I'm inside the Ballroom Institute on Facebook, but I'm not in, like, you know, big group or nothing.
Well, okay. Send me an inbox message, and I'll send you the link.
Look at
oh,
you.
Lord,
look
Lord.
At you.
I just paid for the child to send me an inbox message.
All they
got to
do is call in and sound like they something, and then you, like,
no,
inbox
no,
me.
No.
My phone number is, my office hours are between 9 and 5.
Y'all crazy.
All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/tansandchops and then
yes,
look at the archive.
Yes, sir. All right.
He ain't
you,
know, you don't have to call him, sir.
Right
y'all have a good
man, sir. Oh,
you
my God.
Too.
Wow.
Thanks for reaching out. Continue to listen.
Thank
tell y'all
you, Paula.
My voice has command in it. They know what a sir is.
Yes, we have another
sorry.
Caller. 347-4. 2-6.
That's Keisha.
That's me.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
Are we playing that game again? That's
what game?
Huh?
What
you
game?
Sound so much better.
Okay, who's this?
This Mark. You sound so
this
much better.
This the party line. You want a top or a bottom?
Oh, come on.
Listen, that's...
You gotta get very...
Does anybody know who Keisha is? Has anybody seen her before?
Here's the next guy.
I have too.
What game are we playing, Keisha?
Here's the next guy.
You was
we
like, wow. You got to guess
I
the voice.
I
want to
play house.
No, let's play guess the voice. Yeah, I was imitating people. I got a good one.
Okay.
Who's
okay.
this? All right, what y'all not going to do now? Y'all not going to sit here and talk about me.
That's
the guy with the his nose always starts stuffed up. What's his name again?
Not too much to ask now.
Oh shit! Even Keisha making fun of Dev.
And if y'all gonna give Dev all of that, he need to be able to get back on and defend himself.
Here you go, mother hubby. Oh, just
go
quiet.
Here she go.
No, but you know what? Hello?
Here come Captain Save-A-Ho.
No. What's his name again?
Well, I'm clearly not trying to save you, so, I mean, that's the title.
Girl, I'm
not
a hoe. I stopped all my horn when you came on the scene.
Oh, shit, please. Yeah, because
wait, who's this? Guess who? You know, I'm a woman, but you know, I just want to be a drag, you know.
I think that's Tiffany.
Well, the girl can't take.
I got an inbox message that said, we need to wish Maya well because she got a cold.
Oh, get well, Maya.
Oh, Maya.
I have another one. Y'all listening? Baby, huddy, huddy, baby, 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 huddy, huddy, baby, baby, huddy.
No, that's
Kelly. No, that's Kelly.
All right, I got one. No disrespect, Martha, no disrespect. But mind your business.
I don't have no teeth.
Hold on. All right. I got another one that just came in my inbox.
Oh, shit.
I ain't trying to be funny, but it sounded like he was cuffing his lips over his teeth.
I was.
No teeth.
I got another one that just came in my inbox. It said, all gift cards will be verified and the amounts acknowledged at the ball.
Ooh.
Who was that?
Ooh, I don't know who that was.
Wait, Dante Balenciaga?
No.
Was that the voice or you were just saying what they said?
No, the inbox message said all gift cards will be verified and the amounts acknowledged at the ball. And they gave me the name too, but they said for y'all to guess who the name is first.
Marco?
No.
I don't get what
the Dark Knight.
Andre?
Oh! Ding, 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 ding.
Well, that's so fierce. Now, why are they going to say the Mizrahi?
Right, can you guys solve this riddle?
In a
bloody night, a rumble was a fright.
You said who?
Was that at the car ball when the Dark Knight slapped somebody?
No, that was at the recent rum. Come on.
Say that again, London. Say that one more time.
Oh, when
in
Faith
a bloody
got
night,
a
rumble
in a bloody
wasn't
night at the rumble
great.
When Faith got stopped blood.
Faith.
Yes.
Oh,
rumble
shit. 50,
rumble 55. Ooh.
Y'all have y'all slow. Y'all can't kiss me.
Baby, they rumble 55, that motherfucker, honey. That I saw that blood. I said, bitch.
Okay,
ooh.
I got one. Hear me clearly when I say this.
Women, finish it. I want to hear it. Go ahead.
Clearly.
Hear me clearly when I say this. That ban list is not going to work because there's so many, there's just too many technicalities that by that ban list.
I just want to make it clear.
That's what I'm talking
about. No, we're going to do this right here. They want it. They're going to do it right here.
Who is this? Well, the ball was okay, but you know me, I had a few drinks, and after the few drinks, I just didn't pay it no more. But I'm not gonna be too, cocktailed that I don't know what's going on.
Was that Ronnie?
But as long as you're giving me giving me some chicken, long as the chicken is good, and oh my God, they're gonna get me. She gonna get me.
Oh shit!
See, y'all
need to
listen.
Oh well, Chanel, my size 15 shoes sums up this bitch.
Nicole. Y'all didn't say
women,
who I was.
Nicole,
who
wait
was
a minute,
I?
Not cause women. Hold on, cause y'all all over the place now. Come on, let's bring it on back. Who did you? Now give it again. Now y'all should do this. Like, okay, guess the people who say, you know, like who was these sayings or something like that. Now,
okay,
who did you say that was?
I'm going to say something that they said at the ball.
It
was the ball, and it was in North Carolina. And you know, cause the chicken was good, and I had me some chicken. Oh shit, they coming! They gonna get me!
Oh, that was funny.
No, he didn't say that. He said they're trying to jump me. That's why.
Oh, they're trying to jump me, right?
Oh, I got one. I have one. Naima, y'all gonna stop doing that? I don't fight Naima. Naima, let me talk. I don't fight. Naima, what they going to do? They going to catch a ball. Marcus, he always says Naima. Naima.
We just did
Wait,
Marcus.
Who's this? Who chopped me? No, I don't care. Who chopped me?
J-Rock.
No, it was Khadidra at that good.
I bet y'all don't know this one. And if she, wait, I got to get her voice right. And if she don't, I gave it away what I said, huh? And if she got a problem with it, tell her to come over here to see Nana. Who think said that? Tell her to come and see Nana.
Nana is the key, though.
Don't say nothing, Bob. Who y'all think it is?
Was that Jennifer?
No, it wasn't Jennifer. No, child, it wasn't no Jennifer.
T-T-Y-L.
It was Sanaya.
Oh.
They said.
Okay,
wait,
somebody sent this to my inbox. They said do this one.
Give it to me, Jiggy Jack.
Wait, who said this? Because you know I didn't want to do her.
Say it again.
What?
Because you know I didn't want to take it to her.
Oh my God, I think I. Oh God, what is her name?
Sanaya.
Well, you had to give us a little bit more than that.
Right.
Jason.
Come on.
Jason.
Who said this?
I'm just in Miami chilling in my penthouse. Pin, P-I-N house.
I don't know.
Wait, Kia?
Ooh, I know, but I ain't saying.
I'm sitting in my penthouse.
It was either Shanice or Kia.
No, it was Kia.
Come on, Kia.
Who said this?
Listen, this is a good one.
I don't have a brown tooth. I just have a slightly discolored tooth.
Wait a minute.
Jason,
huh?
Can you do that voice again, the one with the stopped up nose, please?
Because he gonna get on here and read you.
No, why can you read?
I'll go away and I do this and I'm from the house of ninja and I got 900 trophies and I sit in the house and all I do is watch television. Did you like this, Mom? I like this.
Wait, who's this? Can I ask you a question? So, let me answer my question real quick.
Keisha.
Keisha, they want to know why you at Dev like that.
Okay, I got one. Who said this? I was a knot that became a bow tie.
Well, he never heard that.
When I came in the ballroom scene, I was a knot that turned into a bow tie.
Selvin?
There you go.
Wait, Mark, what was the question? Mark, what'd you ask me? I didn't hear you.
Who, me?
Yeah, somebody said, Keisha, can I ask you a question?
They want to know why you at that man.
No, when he talks, I'd live through, but that, the way he speaks, I love his voice. And when he says, when I said, why are you always like, he's like, stop, though, I get a key. I thought that was his regular voice. But then when y'all made a joke about it, I got in. I'm like, oh, my God, y'all wrong for that. But it's just about with his voice. I like when he speaks. It's no shade. It's very but.
So, Dev, it's no shade. Keisha, like, she trying to have, she want to mock.
No, honey, I don't do.
No.
Right, she doesn't do all of that because she's very chemisexual.
Thank you.
Okay?
What the hell is chemisexual?
Oh, Lord, I think she thinks Devin's voice takes her back to the POCC days.
What? Y'all not gonna talk about him like that. Y'all better stop. Better stop.
Dev, I love you.
Oh God.
Who said this? If you don't like it, wait a minute. Who said this? If you don't like it, you and Twan can suck my dick in a jar over there, faggot.
Oh, that was Jasmine.
What happened, Jasmine?
You go what? I'm so
yeah, because Jasmine reads, but I definitely believe that was her that said that. Okay, I got one now. We're going to go to movies and TV shows now, honey.
No.
Oh, shit.
What do you mean no? Because I just want to say.
Naima, don't get mad. They just said no once. Don't get mad, Naima, please. No, Naima.
Say that you got the ugliest smile on this side of creation.
Oh, bitch, that's the color purple.
Oh, shit.
Wait, who's this? He touched me on the inside.
Oh, that was beloved. That was beloved.
Beloved, when she was on the on the front porch.
Uh-huh. Touch me on the inside, made me feel good. Nah, that's what
me
to
and
that
you
girl.
Were never apart, my dear darling.
Did you say $19?
So what movie is this from? My son's name is Simon, and he is one of the gays.
Oh, that's dirty lunch. My son is quicker than a $2 bill.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Oh,
he is a fat.
Looking.
And he is proud.
Is he he's looking at me? Is he still watching?
Wait, who's what? Watching?
Who's looking at me?
What?
He's still looking at me.
What?
I got a line for y'all.
Bitch, I'm scared.
Now, let's gonna take y'all back. Now, let's see if y'all really get into movies like this. Here go the line. I can't. I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to just say it. I'm just a sweet transvestite.
To our fool.
Transsexual from transsexual Transylvania.
That's the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Transylvania.
Who?
To
our fool. Wait, no. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Rocky Horror Picture Show. Exactly.
Oh.
That was a song that got me.
You know, the transgender.
I'm an honest hoe.
Could relate
all
to that.
All my hoes is honest.
Bitch,
that's
all of night.
That's me. When she said I got a bitch pussy, throw it up in the air, turn in the sunshine.
Oh, God.
Marcus should get on here because he told me this the other day.
Okay, somebody sent me this. If I hear you had my babies around that white bitch, you're going to regret it for the rest of your life.
Wait until
it's to
exhale.
Wait.
Yes. Marcus should get on here because he kept telling me this the other day, and he said it on the line last night. He said, I am in charge of the girls.
Oh, Harlem Nights. Harlem Nights.
With the prostitute.
Del
but Therese. No, it's not Harlem Nights. No, it's not. It's the old, like, a black exploitation movie, like, from the 70s. When she, he had the hoes, and then somebody, he got, like,
that was from Harlem Nights.
That was from Harlem Nights.
Del Therese. She said, I'm in charge of the girl.
That's when Quick said, are you in charge of the girls? I am in charge of the girls.
Okay. I thought it was the other one. You know the one where...
Noel.
Never mind.
Are you accusing me of stealing?
Oh, shit.
Okay, let's see if y'all up on y'all gay movies. Let's see if y'all get this one. Let's see if y'all know this one. The only reason they like me is because I had more money than God. That's still Magnolia's, bitches. Oh my God, y'all really
not gay. You say
gay
movies. You say gay movies.
Yeah,
I
still Magnolia's,
that.
Beaches. Let me see. I'm gonna
That's
name all the gay movies
movie?
For you. Still
you
Magnolia's. No, all the gay movies. Still
and
Magnolia's.
I love beaches.
Still
wait,
Magnolia's,
hold on, wait.
Beaches.
Those women's movies.
Yes, that's why I said gay. Still Magnolia's,
well, be
beaches. The Joy Luck Club.
I ain't never seen none of those.
Oh, well, maybe they just
I
like gay
the
movies.
I love that lady killed her own baby. She was
okay.
That was my movie, I mean.
What
anyway,
movie
really
was this? No, what,
like, this is
what,
getting kind of drained. I feel like I'm on fucking 500 Alex gay movies.
Yeah, really?
I got another one for y'all. Would you like sauerkraut? Or mustard, my dear, or your hot dog.
Baby, that is the weirdest.
Yes, yes.
I know my movies.
She gay. They flushed her out of that toilet, honey.
Yeah, when she. Who was that storm sitting up there? Because she was allergic to water.
Oh.
And she melted.
I'm dying.
I won't say that.
All right.
I can't, man.
We didn't kiki. Mark had a topic. Earlier that we never got to.
We were supposed to be getting
I wasn't
tiny
even
going to
bring it up. I wasn't
but
even going to bring it up.
But the topic that he had is how do you feel about ballroom situations whereas people are judged by, and people won't date them, by the categories they walk, like i.e. because I used to walk drags or I walk a butch queen up in drags category, certain dudes will look at me funny and won't want to date me because they know that at a ball I might be up in drags. So how do you all feel? Like, what category would somebody walk or couldn't walk that would make you not want to date them? Like, I couldn't date J-Rock because he wanted to wear them big-ass Mexican boot shoes. I couldn't date him.
I think for me, I would think, like, anything drag for me. Because for some reason, I would think that, you know, like, even though you may do it for a category, you might, like, slightly do it on the side or something. You might have a little fetish, you know. I think the drag to me, but, I mean, I like pretty boys. I like the thug realness, and I like the butch queen. I even date some of the butch queen Vogue femmes because they are actually cute, too. But I think when you cross the line and you want to, you know, put on a gilda or something, just, you know, get in full gear, just want to carry, I think that would be like that for me.
Okay.
I think that is foolish.
Well, speak on it, J-Rod.
I'm gonna tell you just like my ex-boyfriend of 8 years told me. Well, tells all the queens, you're gonna miss out on somebody that is gonna be a real man to you because y'all trying to put a fucking man into a certain box or category. Because they used to look at us sometimes and say, "Bitch, are y'all dyking?" Maybe, and then he say, "Bitch, this is how J-Rock acts at the club, but daily, all day, this is a man." And he takes care of his household, and I don't have to do a motherfucking thing. I'm driving a white Mercedes-Benz, and I don't pay a motherfucking thing for it because he is a what man. But what y'all see at the club, y'all put these people in these categories. Yeah, this bitch may walk runway, that bitch may do that. But what do they do in the daytime when they're away from the club? That might be a real man that'll take care of you, maybe the love of your life, might do, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It might be your soulmate.
But J-Rock, remember this.
Remember, you're a drag queen.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, Keisha.
It stems back to the realness categories. You got some of these realness boys who twist. Just because they twist and they vogue doesn't mean they're cut. When they get in the ballroom scene, or actually when they're at a ball, they might cut up. But when they're in the hood or they're in the streets, it's straight up realness. And a lot of people tend to take that, oh, they've twisted or they're showing out, they're not really real, and I'm going to chop them, and that's not fair. It could be all an act. But when they're out in the streets or they're out in the hood, it's realness all day, every day.
Child, it's backwards these days.
Well, they say a lot of the thug realness boys are bottoms or like
women.
Same thing. Who's doing who? And just because a person gets fucked don't mean that they're feminine or they're a bottom or they're a power bottom doesn't mean that they're all feminine. It's just what they prefer sexually in the bed. Some thugs don't have big dicks, so they can't use. That's probably why they bottoms, because they don't have nothing to top. That's why they probably bottoms.
But did you ever notice though, in other cultures, other cultures outside of the black cultures, that they really don't get into like the whole top bottom type tea. They both could be bumping pocketbooks to see who got the most change. But they love each other. You know, it's about them. Y'all ever get into that? And how inside the black community is such a thing of you a top, you a bottom, or they
labeling,
this or they that?
It's labeling and stereotyping.
It's not labeling. It's preferential. Just how y'all got open minds and y'all willing to explore and go and you know.
But Mark, you know what, Mark?
We all got the choice to not do what we don't want to do. If we bottoms, we don't want no other bottoms. That's the choice that we made. Y'all want to go out and be freaky? That's what we calling it now. Freaky. Okay, fine. We is people of nature, just like y'all are people of nature. We have choices, and we choose not to play
Weaves
with the freaks.
We were supposed to imitate. Nobody imitated Mark, and no one imitated Mark.
Whoever just said that, though,
you can imitate me
all
you want to. It still ain't nothing like the original, baby.
Rock side bottom.
I mean, all my life, I've been a bottom.
I had to fight my uncle, fight my friends, and to beat this bitch off of me. You gonna tell me anything about heaven later?
A bottom ain't safe in a family full of men.
But don't get it wrong.
I'm a clean motherfucking thigh.
You better know that way, brother. Okay, you better know.
How did he die? He died on top of me. You done killed that child on top of you.
Oh, Jesus, take the wheel.
No, it's not.
it felt like he going to the bath, the toilet, when he doing it to me.
You're still a virgin. You're still a virgin.
Wait, who says this? You know, I lift up everything on your body, but those lips are carry.
I'm not gonna laugh at that.
I'm not gonna laugh at that.
That was Johnese, and she said that.
Why you not gonna laugh at that? That was the fucking key.
The funniest is, yes, you make all the money because everybody wants to see the sideshow freak.
Oh, I don't know who said that.
Oh, shit.
Did she really say that to her?
Yes, she said that to her. She said,
what?
I think they blurred that part out. I wasn't supposed to talk about that.
Wait a minute, Enrique got hung disconnected. I'm going to put him on my line. Hold on, y'all.
Okay.
More with Enrique. I'm
going to just tell y'all right now,
hey,
as everybody's talking
wait,
about
who's
it.
Who's this? Who's this?
Okay.
You know, I didn't mean to
what's
block
up?
You, but, you know, I did block you because I had to block you, you know.
Because I'm in charge of the girls.
I didn't know I was blocking you. I didn't know I was blocking you, but, I mean, I had to block you. Because, I mean, I was
wow. Thanks for calling.
I was talking to some boys. Did that
switchboard.
You gotta get the story right. Go ahead.
And I was sitting here talking to the boys on the night, two guys that I would never entertain, but I was sitting there with them in my back row, even though I wasn't trying to entertain them.
Wait, it's no longer a quote anymore.
Oh, shit.
Switchboard, do we have somebody in the queue? Because somebody in the queue. Somebody in the chat room is saying that they got their hand up. God knows I hope it ain't.
Y'all know y'all see my hand up. I just want to come on there and just say something. I like steak. You
is
like
that
steak?
Hey, my niggas.
Y'all are being alone. Y'all are being really mean and mean girlish and like.
Oh my God. Y'all need that
right,
alone. Y'all are being really mean and childish.
Oh God, Tiffany,
and y'all being really
nature.
Mean and
God
childish.
Hello,
and
my
stuff. And I got to do these eight balls because I'm a woman and I got
y'all
all this virgin hair in my head. And girl, I just be tired because, girl, they wore me out in Atlanta because he was chewing all on my pussy and J-Rock was getting on my nerves because I was trying to have
like
a tree and J-Rock was texting me like, girl,
hello,
they chopped
hello.
Me at the ball. And I don't know, Jasmine, and I don't know, girl. You
hello,
know
my
I don't
niggas.
Be
hello.
What?
Hello, my niggas.
Oh, shit.
What was
oh,
that?
Shit.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, shit, Keisha.
Hello, my niggas.
Who's this? NE3 and I'm not wearing it right now, but just hit me up. I can give it to you.
Is that a Meekly?
Oh, wow.
You know what? I don't know what y'all doing, but the devil is a sin. How y'all gonna disrespect the them queens and we make y'all motherfuckers? Y'all motherfucking niggas get on my goddamn dirt. The devil is a liar. Y'all
thanks
sit
for
up here like out. The motherfucking, you look like an African booty swapper, and you tried to disrespect Sanaya? Bitch, when I see you, I will knock the piss off you.
Ooh.
Good night.
Thanks for reaching out.
What I miss,
I can wear my leather
pants.
I want to wear my leather
pants.
I paid $270 for my leather pants.
Oh,
Lord. Not on a leather vest.
Thanks for reaching out.
Yeah, she called that child. She called that child a porch monkey,
an African booty swapper.
Oh no! No, what about this? If you touch my son, you'll have all the hills of Africa at your front door, honey. That's
oh, yeah.
Must-
no, that's
shit.
But listen, I got another one that just came in my inbox.
Oh shit!
It says I'm realer than your mother.
Ooh.
Nicole Meekly. Okay, well,
and
who
the
is
hair
this?
Above her lip is thicker than chinchilla.
I got one for y'all.
What?
So how does it feel about the work that you had just done? I want more work done. I'm not happy. Yeah, I want more work done. I want my lips done more. I just want more. I just want more work done. So how do you feel about becoming? Well, I want more work done. I don't know. I just feel hot.
Is that Kelly?
That's
nope.
A lot of girls in the scene like that now.
That's
no.
A lot of girls.
Too.
Lola? Is that Lola?
Yes.
Is that
yes.
Lola?
Yes. Yes. Lola.
Oh my God, don't do that.
Oh, it was nice.
No, I'm not being funny. She looked like Daffy Duck. Like, I couldn't see her eyeballs and her cheeks. Where's her friends?
Like, don't you guys have friends?
Enrique?
No. Wait, y'all are not going to blame the friends on nothing like
no,
that.
No, everybody has to be the friends.
They should have told her.
Okay, I got one.
No, let me ask a question, Jason. This one, Naima, like, for the femme queen, for the girls on the thing. Naima, when you guys, Naima, Tiffany, like, when girls, like,
yeah,
a butch queen was to come up to
you. Because you already threatened on ice with me.
No, but so if a butch queen come up and tell you, say, hey, enough is enough, do you actually listen or do you pay them?
Well, you know what?
Enrique, what do you do?
For me.
I always pull people up. I always, like, there's certain girls in Baltimore that if I see that they're going overboard, I always pull them up. I don't pull them up amongst the crowd. I don't do it in front of people. I either Facebook them or I talk to them on the phone.
Well, honey, let me tell you something. Speaking of Baltimore, it is definitely...
It is.
Yeah.
Yes, some cartoon characters.
Yes, it is. It's definitely
yes,
two girls there. You
and
be
I
like, bitch.
Up. And I pull some of them up. I do.
And
that's why they're not,
now,
they're
right?
not animated
even,
anymore.
They look even more tough now since you talked to
can
them.
Can I say one thing?
No, I'm they don't. No, there's one
can
that
I
stopped,
say one thing?
Actually.
Can I say one thing? I'm not a femme queen, but I can probably answer why. Because whoever is financing and sponsoring them, whoever's paying them, whoever's making them look good with the coins, guess what? All we have to say, they can give two shits.
No, but
who the fuck is that?
At the end of the day, I mean, don't
right,
they,
right,
I mean
is
can't
it,
you guys?
Is it the new style? Is it the new style with the girls painting like basketball team colors on their faces?
Okay, this one just came to my inbox. This one just came to my inbox. I came out the pussy looking like this.
Kelly. Yes, I remember that one.
Bitch.
I think each state, if you ask me, I think that each state has their own set of science projects because their girls, when you go to Miami, it's just like this. Just, that is like that movie. What's that movie called? Roger Rabbit? Where they had the cartoon characters and stuff like that. Like, you go down there, and it's just like, okay, this I'm definitely in Miami because they live for the animation domination.
Okay, so name, I'm going to spark it. We're going to name each region, and you're going to name who you feel is a cartoon character.
No.
Shoot.
No, we're not going to do that.
But don't you call those girls
We're not playing that game.
Don't you call those girls to show and tell?
Why not?
Like, if you're
I tell you what, what we can do is we can send the names over to London, and she can call
okay,
her so nobody right. know who she is.
I can give you some names.
Oh, wait a minute. So y'all won't come on the air and voice names because of why?
Out of respect. I won't
why
do it out of
respect. Call us. Why don't you call us and who do you think needs to stop with the work?
Right. That's very true. Okay.
Do you think needs to have work? How do y'all feel about the girls that don't have nobody?
I already know who look like Bo Winkle.
Bitch, who looks like Bullwinkle?
I ain't seen that one yet.
Me either.
I think I know what she's talking about. I'm
she
not gonna say that.
Down with the cape.
I know what she's talking about.
I know a couple of girls whose bodies look like drumsticks and cannibals.
No, that's who
you're
talking about. Mark, you know what she's talking about.
No, but if you tell me, I'll say it. Because I really don't think it's really a big deal. I mean, we just having fun. If you don't like it, oh.
But see, that might make them get more work done because they'll feel insecure about themselves.
Exactly.
Well, they was going to do that anyway. They was going to do it
even
anyway.
Even the girls without work, like Marco, looks like Pikachu.
What
got some big girls that's not needed. They look like a used tube, a toothpaste. Look like this, like they just square to the top and they just fat at the top and nothing at the bottom. Like muffin top. Like I've seen some big girls look like a Michelin tire man.
yeah, the Michelin. Yeah, it is a couple of girls that's built like the Michelin man.
Okay.
I definitely
seen
that.
Somebody just sent me this one. If I find a motherfucking fag with my motherfucking coat, I'm throwing. What is this?
Gina Gospel, Gina.
God bless her, Gina Gospel.
God bless her. I love her.
I'm throwing, I guess,
she was
a moaning in their motherfucking eyes.
Gina was the only
serious.
One that moaned with no titties.
Gina was a key, though. She was definitely a key.
She
yeah,
was
she
a key.
Was, but she was a
she
sweetheart,
was
though, too.
Yeah, she was definitely a key, but she would read you. And you got to get into the girls who give you. She's ugly
mm-hmm.
as hell, but she will read you in a box.
Yeah, they call her all types of beasts.
She used to pump
night.
In Brooklyn like that, with no shade in her game.
Yeah, she used to go to church every Sunday. I remember her. She was a key then. What was her name? Gregory, right?
Ooh. I don't know.
We
were going to send her through before she passed away. We were going to send her lady through.
Okay. I got one. Who said this? Oh gosh, you just went to a party. Your boy, he stole all my stuff. He stole my laptop, and it was nothing.
Oh, that's Miss Ginger.
Yes, that was Ginger.
Girls, we didn't promise him nothing. We didn't promise him nothing. Jeez, we want to party.
No, but with Ginger, you know, she's a tadpo.
You said she a tadpo? I know a couple girls, honey. I know a couple girls that look like the Saw clown. They look like the other clown from Scary Movie 2 and...
Jeepers creepers.
Has anybody seen Ginger after the nose job?
What?
Yeah, they say she looks like a Jewish woman.
Not a Jewish woman.
But at least a woman, though.
Let me tell
you, my girl,
ever walk Twister before?
Did she donate some of the extra meat from that
nose
to someone?
Oh.
Y'all talking over each other too much. What'd you say now, London?
No, I was asking, did Ginger donate that meat from that nose to someone? That's a whole reconstruction.
Right there. Yeah, nobody wasn't donating me no shit. They
okay,
to
I
want to
ask y'all something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this child had posted a picture. This has been kind of disturbing me, and Jason know what I'm talking about, too. This child had posted, I don't know if you've seen it or not. No, you know what? You might have seen it, Enrique, but you didn't comment on this post, though. This child had posted this picture inside the A-list room, and she said, The rebirth of the legend, Tanya Prada. Forgive me.
Tanya Prada.
The rebirth. Women, hold on one second. Can somebody turn their TV down or whatever they're doing in the background?
Is it in the ballroom A-list name? Because I don't think I said it.
No,
okay.
But I don't think she looked bad personally.
No,
but
she, no, how she tried it was she came in there and she got buried the rebirth of Tanya Prada. And when I first clicked on the post, when I seen the picture, I was like, damn, this child is stern in the face. And then when I was getting in the title, and it was like the rebirth of Tanya Prada. So when I seen it on my phone, I'm like, okay, wait a minute, I see Tanya Prada is over. But then I was
it's
like,
over.
Wait a minute, I said, but wait, is this Tanya? I said, oh, bitch, she done dropped off. So I had to get on my computer. and really get in. I was just like, oh, okay. So this is another child. So then I could go ahead and go in with my comment. Because out of respect for Tanya Prada, because, you know, Mistake is a legend, Mistake is sexy and everything, out of respect for Tonya Prada, I wasn't going to say nothing fierce on the post. I was going to be like, oh, okay. And, you know, and it'd be that. But when I see it was another child, and she was trying and other people was getting into it, you know, they started reading her, and then she couldn't take it. Because it's like, bitch, how you going to come in this room and give her, you are the rebirth of Tonya Prada, bitch, and you looking like the Mac Tonight Moon Man. And, you know, other girls giving her, she look like Jay Leno.
Wow. Wow.
She was a stir, set honey, with that jawline. You should have seen her.
She had a blue flame jaw?
The post is gone now because they had read her so bad.
She gave you Macadamia Monkey?
No, she gave you. You know, you remember that movie? Remember that movie where Cher had that adopted child?
The Mask?
The Mask?
Yeah, it was Mask.
Oh, yeah.
Ski Prodigy. I put it about you. Ski going to kill me when he hear this show. Ski Prodigy came on the post, and he was like, you know, she looked like this man.
I got one for y'all.
Wait a minute, Miss Keisha, because you're not even part of the cast. Wait a minute.
Wait, hold up. What happened?
Your mouth,
wait.
I can't.
Because I want to get it out because I don't want to key while I'm telling y'all. Ski Prodigy came with a post, and he was like, damn.
Blah, blah, blah.
She looked like.
Blah, blah.
No. Ooh. Wait a minute. Switchboard. She came. I'm sorry, Ski. He came on the post and he was like, "Damn, she look like this man from this movie." And everybody was trying to name the man. They was like Jay Leno. They was like Mac Tonight. And he said, "No." When he put up the guy from Mask, but it was like a comedy where he was saying some fair shit to his kids in school. She went off and she started reading him. It was a key.
Oh, God, I missed that. Oh, my God.
Go ahead,
like
Keisha, girl. Get your
get
your,
you.
Bang. Get your life, honey. Go
I
ahead.
Got one, y'all.
Go
when y'all think of an ugly femme queen that's up and that's actually out now, who do y'all think of? When it comes to ugly femme queen,
Justin Bieber,
Whoopi Goldberg.
No, femme queen in the ballroom scene.
You know what, Miss Keisha? Since you brought it up, why don't you name a few girls?
Selena.
Yeah.
Selena.
I don't know who that
Selena
is.
Selena. I don't even know who that is.
I don't think she's ugly though to me.
Selena Prodigy.
Selena Prodigy.
Ooh. Oh, Selena Prodigy is not a femme queen. She's a Vogue femme.
Who is Selena? No, the femme queen.
Selena Khan.
Oh, Khan. Yes,
Khan.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Selena Khan.
Lucy.
She has a McDonald's. She has a
McDonald's.
Face's
girlfriend, right? Isn't it Face's
girlfriend? Yeah, that's like a girlfriend.
Wait a minute, y'all all talking over each other. I'm trying to, Selena, is that the little light-skinned realness one that walked that Vogue film?
No, she's a fat queen
Selena,
from
Selena
Boston.
Ball.
The one that was on the video with the boy with the real yellow teeth.
Face.
Face girlfriend, Selena Naima.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
no,
the
no
one that go with
girlfriend?
Face.
I don't think
she's
ugly.
I don't think she's ugly. Okay, give us another name.
When I think of ugly, I think of Nicole Unabella.
Right.
I don't think she's ugly. Did y'all see her on YouTube at that ball? Did y'all see her at the ball? When Faith was fighting, she was at the end of that clip where she was sitting at the table, standing at the table.
Selena, I don't think Selena ugly.
No, not Selena, Nicole.
Nicole Unabella was there?
Yeah, she was standing at the table.
Nicole Unabella, if you on the line, press one, bitch. I
no,
need
no,
you
no.
To give me the
book.
Wait,
he's talking about Nicole Meekly.
Who?
You talking about Nicole Meekly or Nicole Unabella?
Unabella.
Chubby cheeks, my girl.
Right. She was at the ball. She was standing up at the table towards the end.
Oh, my God. I got to go find
that. Did she look? Okay.
Okay, well, give us the next name. Give us the next name.
Did she look like the Godfather?
Oh, I got one, Shadira.
Oh my God, Prodigy, stop it.
Who did she say?
Oh, you that's the, is that the Vogue Femme? That's the Femme Queen, right?
That's the Femme Queen performer.
Femme Queen performer.
Shadira, Madira, Madira.
Okay, wait a minute. Do I have mine? Yes, Honeycomb from motherfucking Baltimore.
Don't
bitch.
You do it.
That's
his
bitch.
Body.
When my motherfucking tells
not,
you,
not,
bitch,
uh-huh,
when I
not.
Tell you that that is the motherfucking key, I went down to motherfucking Baltimore and saw her in person. I asked her, what the fuck is that?
the Thorson views of this program.
I'm going to cut you for that one.
Not too much. She's a sweet person, sweet girl.
No. Enrique, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I met her.
Not shared
I met her.
By everyone.
She's very nice. I met her. She is a very nice girl. Enrique, I am not trying to read her, but in my personal opinion,
you
that is the most fiercest looking film queen I've ever fucking seen in my life. And I'm sorry.
What's her name? What's her name?
My God.
Honeycomb something, honey. Honey,
that's
her name.
What she is,
honey.
Mother Dior. That is Mother Dior, honey. Not too much.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Her attitude and her whole persona is
over. Never been a man
over.
That told her her ass was too much.
Bitch.
Naima,
that lady, you
going to
have that lady coming
now.
Up here to look for you, honey.
Why? Because I gave my personal opinion. Wasn't we just didn't Marcus just get smacked for that
oop,
months ago?
You know what?
That's so, not right.
Oh, no, somebody gave me my inbox. I said, sweet girl, but a beast. Y'all are serious.
Yes, yes. Ow. Oh,
y'all
happy
so serious.
Days, honey.
Okay, all right, well, Keisha, give us another one, Keisha.
No, honey, you're not going to frame me. I said when you go.
I got one.
Not even she caught that leg quick, bitch.
Trying to get me stabbed.
A moment of silence for all the girls who had bad work.
Ooh.
Well, then we might as well just hang the phone up.
That's a long moment of silence.
That really is. We need to hang up
the
phone.
No, especially
for
out to Home Depot.
One.
Oh, I know another film queen that looked bad.
Who?
Miss Thing down in Florida. What's her name? Orion something. Miss Thing that was pumping everybody with the.
Oh gosh, she
is. Oh yeah,
ugly.
She looks horrible.
Mark,
she's
horrible. Is.
Ooh.
Ain't her name Orion something?
Oh, Miss Thing. Oh,
O'Brien.
well, how do y'all feel about that boy?
Oh.
That was them. That's got ass for days.
Oh, the one that's on BGC and the one that's on Facebook. What all about, bitch? It's no
motherfucking
shade. She a femme
queen now. She a femme queen now.
Is she a femme queen now?
Yes, she is. Yes, she
is.
I know you talk. She is a femme queen now. She has titties now.
I'm not going to argue with Keisha and talk all loud over you, girl. The girl live in Houston. I have seen her.
No. There's another one. No, Naima's not the one from New York. Naima's not the one from
New York. No, this child is from Texas.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm talking about the one from Texas.
She got the ponytail,
and she is not no femme queen.
Right, she's a
bush
queen.
Now, did she get work done? Is that natural? What is that? Is that
no,
is that absolutely
okay? How the fuck is that? That cannot be natural. If that was natural, that's a curse.
Honey, that ain't a motherfucking natural bitch. That
there's a lot of bush queens walking around with hips. No shit.
Yeah, I got hips too. I need you to get rebate. I got hips too. That is not hips, bitch. That is a horse.
That is not a
human.
Come on,
that is like a horse.
She said she had work done and she won't tell the girls what doctor she used. She's
yep,
a small
she won't
cookie.
Tell. But I tell you one motherfucking thing. She my friend on BGC and it's no motherfucking shade. We be talking back and forth, but it's no motherfucking shade. I tell her from time to time, I said, bitch, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know who you went to, what your secret was, or what you done got done, or whatever it is that's in your head, but bitch, you's a bad bitch. That motherfucking body, bitch. That's to be played with. Okay?
Are you serious?
Kim, are you trying to eat your way in those drawers?
No, I ain't trying to get in there, but it's no shade. Would I want her body? Yes, I would. If it's soft and if it moves, I would definitely want it because it's no motherfucking shade. For her to be a bush queen, because I remember her from when she didn't have nobody. For her to go from nobody and to the body she got and it's toned and it's no marks. Because, you know, it's a lot of girls who bodies look nice and clothes, but when you take the clothes off, bitch, they will clear a room. It looked like somebody beat them with a metal meat tenderizer or something.
Wait a minute. Are we talking about this child with the ponytail? Are y'all serious?
Yes, the one that was on.
Thank you, Mark. That girl looks
J-Rock,
like
that
fucking
bitch look like Mrs. Ed. Are they serious, Naima? What are
she
you looking
looks
at,
like
honey?
A Sagittarius. That's what
exactly.
She looks like.
Exactly. She looks like a unicorn.
I can't take
that
bitch
like,
body.
Bitch, I can take it. I can take it right to the motherfucking garbage can.
Ooh. I don't have a problem with his body. It looks like a unicorn.
I mean,
he looks like a unicorn in that picture. That
no
looks
shade.
Crazy.
His body does
look
better,
like
better than half the femme queens out there, though.
It do. It definitely does.
It's better than half the femme queens.
His
yeah,
body
but does
be
it, okay, but does,
you got
does
me
does it
there.
Go with baggy jeans?
Hmm?
Does that body go with baggy jeans?
No.
Well, at least we know he's not padding.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, Samaya Chanel.
Would he be considered a bush queen or a femme queen?
Well, I think he does pads.
Samaya Chanel said yes, Naima, but he don't want it from this body. I love her.
No shade, Miss Samaya Chanel's body is the motherfucking tea, bitch.
I love Samaya.
I got something to ask
all y'all because there's a question on roles down here in the Gulf Coast. They're going to start calling these girls out. How do y'all feel about these girls walking drag categories knowing that they got work done?
They've been doing it for years.
Exactly, yep. Enrique. Oh, my God, you just took the words right out of my
you
mouth.
You got bush queens up in drags that take moans.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right.
You got bush queens that walk face that take moans.
You
mm-hmm.
got them queens that look like bush queen in drags.
Mm-hmm. They've been doing it for years. Only until they get those knots. Not till those knots are visible will
they
let them slide.
Hell, you can be a...
I'm not gonna call them out, but I know a few face kids that went from being face kids to femme queens.
Oh, honey, you know they be taking them. You know, just before they wore face, you know one of the face kids secrets is to not
it's
only is not to only get a pill, but they go and take the yellow Premarin.
Okay. And they take
it for about 2 weeks just before they get ready to come out, or they take it for like maybe a week. Just before they get ready to walk, honey, and they get them a fair peel, bitch, and that skin be glowing damn, bitch, like a bottle of baby oil.
Y'all ever heard bitch, of not baby oil. Please do not bring her baby oil.
All right, let me log into BGC and get her profile for y'all real quick.
I already put it in. His Facebook is the Omni Lawrence or something.
Oh, okay. Oh, you already put it in there? Oh, I got messages damn on here.
What is it, Jason?
Sir Omni, SIROMI.
Whose profile is that?
That's the child from Texas.
You put it on Ballroom A-List? Ballroom Radio Station?
I don't know how to do that.
I don't want to see her.
I think Samaya just, hold on, because I got a thing from Samaya. Oh, ooh. She just posted his pictures. But
I see Facebook that made changes again.
Facebook is the key.
What they changing?
I'm going to get his actual
up,
page.
Because my pictures wasn't coming up like this before.
Where is the body?
Facebook always doing something.
Let me get
okay.
his because he's one of my friends on Facebook. I mean, on BGC. I'm going to get his page now.
His pictures is in the official ballroom.
But they want the link to his BGC page, the people that's in my inbox.
Oh, they want some.
Why?
They want some of them yams.
Oof. Can we not?
London.
I know the boys be added, though. You know.
Oh, yeah, they probably, definitely
probably do
that.
I just want to see the child make it clap.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I just want to see if she can make it clap, honey. You got all that body, bitch. I would be making it clap when I walk down the street, bitch. I'm a carry.
I don't say that's natural. I see real women say like that. How y'all say that's not natural looking? I see real concept action.
Well, Enrique,
like that.
The
but that's
dude
a woman. I mean, that's a man. Are you serious, Enrique? Would you want to have a boyfriend that looked like that? Let me ask you a question. Would you have a boyfriend that looked like that?
At all.
Oh,
but
okay.
That's what this
Thank
child
you.
Wants to do. But I'm just saying that his body, though, as far as the bottom half, looks like crunch.
We were saying he looks like a fucking
Sagittarius. What they did was they filled in his thighs. and they felt in his boy pockets. That's all they really did.
But you can't, you know how with some girls you can see that, you can see the indentation of where the seals start and stop. I really can't see that with his body.
The body
hold on. Let me just say this. I don't want y'all to think I'm hating on anybody. This is just my personal opinion, okay? I don't want y'all to think that this is, you know, one side or whatever the case may be. I just don't think it looks cute. Neither do you, Enrique, but you do support what he's doing. I understand that as well. But you don't think it looks right either.
Well, it's not sexually appealing to me, but I'm just saying that if you're going to do it right, and he's doing it right from what I'm looking at.
I mean, from the knee up, yeah, but from the knee down, it don't look right.
It's not too many fin. Let me tell you something. It's a lot of fin queens that may have some of the right work in them, but their bodies ain't fitting like this child.
But why are we comparing this man to a fin queen?
Because fin queens are men, too.
Naima, hold on, wait a minute,
because that is totally wrong in the eyes of most gay people and to some natures of fem queens and transsexuals. All fem queens do not feel that way. We know what nature gave them and what they made y'all, but some of us don't acknowledge y'all that way.
But I'm just saying, you look like,
who the hell did that?
We all come from, you know, some people are blessed with ass, thighs, and hips and stuff like that, but that child definitely, you know,
thank you.
a little adjectives and preservatives, you know, to that body.
Right. I think, don't get me wrong, I think he did well for getting work done. I just don't think it's really appealing.
Well,
I'm just glad I don't have to get no motherfucking work done. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy, please. You know you don't get that ass done.
Yes, honey. When you see J-Rock, the first thought that comes to my head, when I see J-Rock and he be walking around his yams, it's like pumps and a bump. Pumps and a bump. You like the girls with the pumps and a bump.
I can't with pumps and a bump.
He does give you that exaggerated walk, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He does give you that little stern pump. Pump.
J-Rock, you know what? When we get to D.C., call me. Because...
We're going
to
hear the white lace pretty soon.
Oh, shit. Are your bills piling up?
Are your bills piling up?
Why last night I was hoping for her to come on. I was like, please come on, lady. But she never came on.
It is 8 minutes left. Why don't y'all say y'all goodbyes?
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. I just want to say I love y'all damn. Next week, hopefully, we can get on Tiny Chat because we're supposed to be on Tiny Chat tonight. But next week, hopefully, you know, we'll do that or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
next week, I love y'all damn.
About Tiny Chat.
And I want to leave with my statement. There ain't never been a bitch that told me my hair was too much.
Oh, God. I'm going to say good night, guys. Thanks for listening to us. Thanks for bearing with us through all the madness, the ups and downs, the aliens from outer space, the Illuminati, the guys that's going to get you, the people under the stairs, the clowns, the avatars. We love you for loving us. Tune in tomorrow for Jasmine's State of the Emergency. Don't forget that if you have not RSVP'd for Gagarin, you need to do so. Tables are going fast, quick, and in a hurry. If you're not at Gagarin, you ain't at nowhere. And
are we getting...
What the fuck does that mean?
If you're at Gagarin, your ass is in the Matrix.
Thank you. What were you about to say, Enrique? Are we getting a table?
Well, I hope we get a table for that. Are we putting out money? And where do we put the money
at? I'm trying to get that together. Yeah.
In London.
Let me know so I know where to send the money at.
Right, exactly.
Right.
London, inbox me so we can get this together much quickly. Much more quickly.
Well,
right.
I'm mother, free of charge.
Oops, and I thank you. And there ain't never been a mother like mother. Because don't y'all forget, bitches,
she is the
motherfucking circle.
She is the motherfucking circle. She made it.
And to this special Tuesday night, I enjoyed myself. I hope everyone else did. Tune in tomorrow night to the Wednesday night State of Emergency show. And nice to meet you all.
So what is the show about tomorrow? Did I know?
I'm making all that noise in the background.
Your body. Are you happy in your skin?
God, you do not.
Are you comfortable with who you are?
Oh, you should have that. You should have that child call in. Does anybody know that child? Naima, you know that child?
Who?
Oh shit.
The one we were just discussing.
Are you comfortable with
your skin?
This
shade. Oh, he would say that as shade, child.
That
if
is
I wasn't
a shade.
Giving, I want you to come
Enrique,
on the show.
Enrique, that shade is so iconic. I think it might go past.
I don't think that.
I might just call in.
No, I think she should. I bet she's
gonna try to get.
That.
I'm gonna try to get.
Yeah,
what's in the call in here?
Well, I'm not calling in.
I'm going to try to get Khadijah and a couple of other people to try to call in and, you know, talk about, you know, their transition. And Kiana. Mother Kiana, because, you know, she's a sex change. And I never really, you know, talked to her, you know, about, like, you know. Kiana, Mother Kiana.
Well, that's
the
same thing with Jasmine. Same thing with Jasmine.
Yeah, well, you know, Jasmine, of course, she's going to give her, you know, her feedback on it.
And we should have an episode about having no swag in the ballroom scene.
Ooh, we can do that next Tuesday.
Leave Kiana alone,
London.
Look, I just want everybody to know with all these government-made things and, you know, man-made diseases and stuff like that, Trojan's Bear Skin Condoms with Millennium ID Glide is the shit.
Oh, Lord.
Are your bills being paid?
Okay.
And J-Rock, you call in tomorrow, J-Rock.
Well, along with that, honey.
I will be calling in tomorrow.
Well, along with J-Rock, to piggyback on my little champ, dick is good, dick's delicious, 24 flavors and nutritious. Take it in your butt, you can take it in your back. Anyway, you have it, it's a nice little snack.
Can I get my...
Can I get my good night?
Same hotel.
I'm just really wrong for eating this food right before I go to bed. Like,
can I get my good night?
Eating up my food.
Yeah, say good night, child. Say good night.
Honey, it's about to be.
You gotta be
night.
Quiet so I can say it. TTYL.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, Jennifer.
TTYL.
Naima, I'm gonna fuck you up, Naima.
What was that? Dick is good, dick is delicious.
I said, dick is good, dick's delicious. 24 flavors.
I'll send it to you in your inbox, brother.
Oh, this does
take it in
be
your
my
butt.
Chance.
You take it in your back. Anyway, you have it. It's a nice little snack.
Oh, my God.
That chain. Oh,
y'all are so nasty. Oh, G-Rock,
no.
Shut the hell up.
I'm gagging. Y'all
heard,
never heard that.
I already read the inbox. I heard about you trying to creep into Enrique's room at Gagawing, bitch.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my damn.
Oh, no, don't
like,
do that.
I never creep into nobody's room. Everybody's going to creep in my room.
Enrique, you know who I used to have
right.
on a crush? You know who I used
with
to have
pause,
a crush
y'all
on?
Y'all would know.
Enrique?
Yeah.
You know who I used to have
what?
On a crush in the House of Allure?
They're going to say,
cool.
Are your bills falling up?
And,
okay.
I still do.
5, 4.
Al Allure.
3.
Oh, yeah.
2.
Oh,
yeah.
Baby, that's one shady motherfucking man, honey. You can forget that. You'd be lucky if you go over there and speak.
But I've been to his house before. That's the gag. I've been to his house before in Jersey City. When I was with the Allures, yes. I went. I spent the night at his house before.
Oh. Yeah, he's very cool. Shady, but he's cool.
Yeah, he's
exactly.
a sweetheart.
Give it to me, Jiggy Jaw.
I can't.
The new bitch really want to turn me out. The new bitch. She make you want to tweet and shout. The new bitch. She really want to
yes,
take my
Alvin.
Pain.
That's
is A-list coming on?